Seattle, Katrina VandenHeuvel, editor of The Nation, and Atrios of Eschaton, atrios.blogspot.com.
And then Friday, Mario Van Peebles.
Ooh,
writer,
maybe he'll
actor,
walk
director,
off
producer.
A movie set on TNT.
We'll see. You're listening to The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
It's a camera.
A scooter.
A widescreen TV.
It's a comforter.
A Barbie.
A mixer just for me.
It's my favorite video games.
A fishing rod and net.
It's a boombox.
A drill.
It's whatever I want to get.
When you give them a Walmart gift card, you can be sure they're getting what they've always wanted. This holiday, give the gift of choice. A Walmart gift card. Walmart. Always low prices. Always.
Tune in tonight to Hangouts, where you'll meet a pop star with a pool for a living room.
Sorry to interrupt, but why check out other people's dream homes when you can use a home equity loan to create your own? Now at LendingTree.com, you can find home equity rates as low as 3.75% APR. But they won't stay that way forever. Call LendingTree now at 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. Or visit LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions apply. See website for details and licensing.
I'm Jordan Lesser from Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm on
The Mike 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Lee Guerin. In Canada, President Bush and Prime Minister Paul Martin appear to be getting along well. CNN Radio's John King reports from Halifax, Nova Scotia.
The personal relationship with Prime Minister Martin is good. They're two politicians who clearly like to banter, backslap in public. It's a much better relationship than under Prime Minister Chrétien. So if you just look at the body language, the Canadians essentially breathing a sigh of relief that, okay, we still may disagree with this guy a little bit, but he's not going to shun us like he did in the first 4 years.
The U.S. is sending an additional 1,500 troops to Iraq and extending the stays of more than 10,000 others. This is being done to increase security ahead of January's scheduled elections. Cold weather continues setting records in California, where it has damaged more of the state's strawberry crops and is causing concern for the safety of the homeless. Winds gusting as high as 50 miles an hour did damage in New Jersey. Gary Baumgarten reports.
A school was damaged, trees knocked down, and power lost to thousands of customers. At Teterboro Airport in northern New Jersey, a Gulfstream 4 twin-engine jet with 9 people on board slid off the end of the runway while landing in high winds. No one was hurt as the plane slammed into some trees. A portion of a gymnasium roof was ripped off, and Edison, New Jersey Middle School, no injuries there either. Gary Baumgarten, CNN Radio, New York.
Christmas decorations littered some yards in the Northeast, unable to stand up to the extremely high winds. Scott Peterson's father took the stand in the penalty phase of the murder trial in California. CNN Radio's Ted Rollins.
When asked about the possibility of the death penalty for his son, Lee Peterson said, quote, "I don't want to entertain that thought. I just can't imagine anything worse."
The U.S. State Department declined to take a position on whether U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan should resign as a result of allegations of corruption and mismanagement in the Iraq Oil for Food program. This is CNN Radio News.
This year, why not enjoy the holidays?
Without frequent heartburn getting in the way.
You can with Prilosec OTC.
So try it over the holidays.
No more carrying around those pills.
Yep, and instant relief? Who needs that when you can have zero heartburn for 24 hours with one pill a day?
Prilosec OTC, not just relief from heartburn.
Relief from worrying about frequent heartburn. It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Uses directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Meet Randy and Joe.
How's it going?
Hey, everybody.
Randy just replaced the tires on the family car.
They were shot.
So did Joe.
Mine too.
But Joe got his tires changed on a Sunday.
On Sunday?
Got free mounting.
Free?
Plus, his were installed by a certified technician.
Certified?
That's because Joe went to Sears Auto Center.
I should have gone there.
Through December 4th, all Goodyear tires are on sale at our lowest prices of the year. Hurry, sale ends Saturday. Sears, good life, great price.
After more than two decades behind the NBC anchor desk, Tom Brokaw made his final broadcast Wednesday as anchor and managing editor of NBC's Nightly News. He said there were mistakes along the way.
Whatever the story, I had only one objective, to get it right. When I failed, it was personally painful, and there was no greater urgency than course correction. On those occasions, I was grateful for your forbearance and always mindful that your patience and attention didn't come with a lifetime warranty.
He ended 21 years in that chair, delivering the nightly news. Dan Rather will leave CBS early next year, and ABC's Peter Jennings hasn't said if he'll be joining them anytime in the immediate future. The two rivals in Ukraine's disputed presidential election met Wednesday and reached a compromise agreement for the opposition to lift its blockade of government buildings. They also agreed to work on unifying the country. They met for 3 hours and then shook hands. This is news from CNN Radio. Census figures shows it's no longer uncommon to be a single 30-something. Cheryl Castro has details.
More Americans have avoided marriage by their 34th birthday than ever before. A third of men aged 30 to 34 have never tied the knot. Women in the same age group hold a 22% never-been-married rate. That's four times more than in 1970. The result is more singles and more single parents. Maybe Americans are just waiting longer. Today, only 4% of people aged 65 and older have never been married. That figure was 8% in 1970. Cheryl Castro, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
Colombia's largest rebel group denies allegations that it plotted to assassinate President Bush during his visit there last week. A woman scheduled to be executed in Texas for murder was granted a 120-day reprieve by the governor. I'm Lee Guerin. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
To the Iraqis, we put them out of work. We've taken away their electricity, their sewage system, their fresh water. We've killed thousands of their civilian population. I'm talking about innocents now, not insurgents. Maybe the Iraqis don't have a problem with Americans killing insurgents, but that's not all American presence is doing there.
Obviously, yeah.
So they got a different view.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1.
I'm sick of this. I'm sick of dealing with
what a child learns about violence.
Who do you think you are?
A child learns for life. Teach carefully. We're Act Against Violence, and we can help you teach your child how to rise above violence, not succumb to it. Call 877-ACT-WISE for a free brochure. And stop violence before it starts. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and Act Against Violence.
Now, Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1. Mike Malloy.
Good evening, Truth Seeker. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for joining us this evening. Seriously, you know, I say that every night, but I really mean it. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to tune into this program. There are a lot of things that you could be doing for whatever amount of time that you spend with us every night, and the fact that you spend any time with us at all, to me, is just astonishing. So thank you. I'm serious. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. What I'm going to try to do tonight is, to a degree greater than I normally do, shut the hell up and hear from you folks. There's a few things I want to get on the table right away, but in listening to what, you know, I go to White Rose Society sometimes the next day and listen to what we did the night before just to see if it was good, bad, and different, you know, critique the program. And what I've been hearing lately is an awful lot of Malloy and not a whole lot of folks, you know, with points of view on their mind. Then it occurs to me from listening to the program, well, that's because you don't shut up. So tonight we want to focus a little bit more on phone calls than on me going off in a rant. Although if something interesting does materialize, sure, you know, I mean, I'm not saying anything... in the area of, well, I think I'm going to be quiet now. No, not at all. But tonight especially, I'd like to hear what y'all have to say. Few items before we get cranking here. I got a couple of emails today from folks who have made some decisions about this Christmas season and how they're going to react to it, which is kind of interesting to me. Because in talking to one of my daughters in Florida today, before I read these emails, I said basically the same thing, that my grandchildren will get Christmas gifts, but everybody else is going to get either a card or, you know, an I love you this year. And it's not for lack of money. Catherine and I can afford to buy some gifts, but it's just there's something weird going on in my head. For, you know, I've been talking about this for years. The over-commercialization of Christmas to me is disgusting anyway. Always has been. Well, not always. You know, when you're a kid, the over-commercialization of Christmas is great because it means you get stuff. But the whole thing is lost, the whole idea of what the celebration is about. And I think it's lost to the greatest degree on so-called Christians, you know, evangelicals especially. I don't think they understand. They're celebrating the birth anniversary of somebody who preached the exact opposite, the exact opposite of what the current crop of fake Christians say. For example, this is the reason they voted for Bush. You know, Christ was a peacemaker, not a war maker. You know, I'm not going to get into all that. But so I got a couple of emails today. Coincidentally. She said a few things in a first paragraph. The second paragraph, she says, among other economic sanctions we have instituted, we are opting out of the corporate Christmas binge this year. We are not taking a Christmas vacation. We are not purchasing wrap or cards or decorations or even presents for anyone other than the smallest children. I'm sure she means in the family. We are sending the money to the Army Reserve Family Charities, the Semper Fi Injured Marine Fund, the UN to help the Iraqi people, Oxfam, the Mission for the Homeless, the food banks, etc. I'm sending a letter to our family and friends asking them to do the same. Our soldiers are sacrificing for us. Shouldn't we sacrifice for them and their families? The Iraqi people aren't our enemies. Can't we have compassion for them? The poor are all around us. Can we not go without the new DVD player to help them? And, Kate writes, thinking in Orwellian terms, how can you criticize a sacrifice for the troops? How long will Diebold prosper if the cash registers they also sell are idle? How long will Neiman Marcus have record sales if Target's sales are cut in half? And here's a couple of bumper stickers for you, Kate writes. America 2.0, time to reboot. And Jesus was a liberal, that's why they crucified him. As you may have guessed, Kate says, I also hate these guys. Thanks for writing, Kate. And then from Tom in Phoenix. Tom writes, yesterday I went to a store where Christmas music was playing and ornaments and decorations were in place. I felt very cynical and not ready to endure another Christmas. I'm generally not an observer of Christmas anyway, but with the thought of four more years of Bush's so-called Christian presidency, I'm not ready to pretend to be of good cheer. How any American, Tom writes, can speak of peace on earth and celebrate Jesus' birth while validating the actions of this regime by voting them back in office, to my mind, is beyond all rational, if not moral, understanding. I guess I shouldn't be surprised by all of this. There's nothing new under the sun, but it seems especially poignant now. So this year, Tom writes, I'm going to use the holidays to make a statement about my contempt for right-wing hypocrisy. By avoiding stores and holiday activities as much as possible, and by pointing out the hypocrisy of it all to others. I haven't decided yet exactly how I will do this, but at the moment I feel like standing outside of an evangelical church holding a sign. Don't do that, Tom. They'll shoot you. They'll beat you into a bloody pulp. No, I understand that feeling. I really have. It's what Kathy and I usually do is just enjoy family around Christmas. I like the season, but I think I like it for all the wrong reasons for being an American. You know, I like the mythology of the birth of Jesus. you know, I don't give it the God structure that Christians do and other, well, I guess just Christians do. I do believe that there was an historical person named Jesus Christ who lived in the Middle East. Like I said the other night, he was a Palestinian Jew who had a simple message that was just astounding to people, a real challenge to the authority of the Roman authorities, and consequently he was executed. But yeah, he was a liberal. He was a guy who tried to bring some good into an otherwise miserable world. If you think how life must have been for the average person 2,000 years ago, wow. But the other aspect of Christmas that we celebrate is the pagan, capital P, the pagan aspect. No, we're not pagans, we're not Wiccans or anything of the sort, but I guess we could be, right, Kathy, but we're not. But the pagan, again, capital P, the pagan, no, I guess small p, the pagan aspects of Christmas that the Christian church took over when they conquered the people who practiced the Celtic tribes that practiced these pagan observances. And you know what they all, I'm not going to bore you with it, the holly and the ivy and the tree and the lighting and even the gift giving. And placing the birth of Christ right around the winter solstice. So those two aspects of this time of year are what intrigue me. As I got older, I realized that the Hanukkah thing, the Jewish observance, the Festival of Lights, kind of worked into that too. We have a lot of Jewish friends. We have a lot of friends who celebrate the holidays other than Christmas around this time of year, and it's kind of interesting to blend them together, you know what I'm saying? But I understand what our two emailers are talking about. It is difficult, is it not, to get into this the season? You know, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe you're doing fine with it. Maybe you're doing fine with it. But it's been particularly difficult for me for the past few years. But this year, especially with this, and last year, this fakey. Muscular, imagine that as an adjective for the word Christianity, huh? Muscular Christianity. Oh my God, does that make you want to just throw up or what? But this muscular, warlike, death to all of these people, Christian faith that we're practicing now as a country. I know you're not and I'm not, but it's being practiced as a country, our country. So anyway, onward, a couple of more items to get out, and then we're really, really, really going to open up the phones. We have the latest attack on queers. Yeah, there's one every day, isn't there? Huh? Wait till you hear this one. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies regardless of pre-existing conditions. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You will save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest healthcare networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your healthcare every year, call for your free brochure, 1-800-420-5411. That's 1-800-420-5411, or on the web at www.qhealth.com. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have health insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today, 1-800-420-5411.
Mother Jones sends season's greetings to the retiring members of the 108th Congress. Many of these public servants are packing up and heading where? Across town to K Street, Lobbyist Central in Washington, D.C. More than 90 former members of Congress already work for these big bucks lobbying firms. Heading this year's class is Pennsylvania Republican James Greenwood. This summer, he announced he would take a $650,000 a year job representing pharmaceuticals like Pfizer, right as he was preparing to investigate links between a Pfizer drug and teen suicide. Conflict of interest barely begins to capture that outrage. Given how cushy lobbying jobs are, any fool could see that Congress members might be tempted to trade favors now for lucrative lobbying posts upon retirement. It's democracy for sale. Again. Congress needs to impose a longer waiting period on former reps who want to lobby, or it'll become harder and harder to tell who they're really working for. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Are you on the mic? Call Madison's Progressive voicemail at 663-7291 to let everyone else know.
Wondering if you guys can actually make some sort of bumper sticker or t-shirts that we can show people. Turn on 92.1.
Tell us what you think. Call 663-7291 to get on the mic.
I love listening to you. Keep up the good work, and thank you.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Community Pharmacy is a local workers' cooperative dedicated to improving the health of our community since 1972. We believe in healthcare options, accessible information, and affordable medicine. Community Pharmacy is more than a full prescription pharmacy. We're also an information resource offering thousands of nutritional supplements, herbs, and alternative remedies. Our pharmacists provide honest advice and will never put their values above your health needs. Our staff has decades of experience with natural medicines and answering health questions. Community Pharmacy also offers a huge selection of chemical-free body and face care products, including cruelty-free lotions, handmade soaps, and bath salts, scented with natural essential oils. Add that to our selection of organic teas, aromatherapy candles, and original cards. Community Pharmacy is the perfect, healthful holiday gift store. Alternatives are always good, and Community Pharmacy has always been a friendly, informed alternative to faceless chain stores. Visit us downtown and see why people call us the coolest pharmacy on earth. Community Pharmacy is located at the corner of State and Gorham in Madison and online at Community Pharmacy.
A pop quiz for parents with third grade teacher Mr. Bonner.
Today's quiz will test your general knowledge. 1. Name one Hollywood director. 2. Name one actor from a TV sitcom. Number 3. Name one comedian. 4. Name one game show host. 5. Name one professional athlete. Number 6, name one reality TV show. And one more question worth 100 points. Name one teacher you've met visiting your kid's school.
Know what really matters. Know about your kid's school and know about your kid. Find out 100 ways to know more, do more. Visit PTA.org or call 800-307-4PTA. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
If you had invested $50 in a mutual fund 20 years ago, you would have gotten back $452. If you had invested $50 in the United Negro College Fund, you would have gotten back Samuel L. Jackson. By giving to the United Negro College Fund, you can make sure high school graduates get their chance to become college graduates. So please support the United Negro College Fund. To donate, call 1-800-332-UNCF. Because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. This message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Well, listen online at themike921.com. Don't miss a minute of Unfiltered. Weekday mornings from 8 to 11, only on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
Twenty-two past the hour. Okay, from the homophobic land of these politicians, Republicans all, who just can't let the queer issue go. I And there's probably all sorts of psychological reasons for that, but it's just, it never stops, does it? If I were gay, I don't know how, you know, I said 25, 30 years ago, had I been a black man in this society, I would either be in prison or dead, because the stuff that black folk have put up with, you know, I'm not going to get deep into that, but you know what I'm saying, right? Gay folk now, too, you know, I would probably be in prison or dead, because, you know, like, enough's enough. It's just this attempt to dehumanize gay people, to reduce them to, you know, whatever level these right-wing freaks, they just won't let it go, will they? Huh? God. Well, the latest is an Alabama lawmaker, a guy who sought to ban gay marriages in his state by amending the Alabama Constitution. He now wants to ban novels and nonfiction with gay characters. He wants to ban them from public libraries, including university libraries. This freak's name is Representative Gerald Allen. He's a Republican from Cottondale, Alabama. And his bill would prohibit the use of public funds for, quote, the purchase of textbooks or library materials that recognize or promote homosexuality as an acceptable lifestyle, end quote. Now, this freak said he filed the bill early. This is for the 2005 session of the Alabama General Assembly. He filed the bill to protect children from the homosexual agenda. I don't know how I could be more angry, even if I were gay. This kind of stuff just infuriates me. He said at a press conference yesterday, "Our culture, how we know it today, is under attack from every angle." He said that if his bill passes, novels with gay protagonists in college textbooks books that suggest homosexuality is natural would have to be removed from library shelves and destroyed. This freak said, "I guess we dig a big hole and dump them in and bury them." Now, the Southern Poverty Law Center, some of you I'm sure are familiar with, is based in Montgomery. It's run by some really good people. They keep track of human rights abuses that are based in gender discrimination, racial discrimination, sexual orientation discrimination, yada yada, all that stuff. A spokesman, Mark Potok, which some of you I'm sure are familiar with, he said the whole thing sounds like Nazi book burning to me. Yeah. Yeah. If the bill becomes law, public school textbooks could not present homosexuality as a genetic trait. And public libraries couldn't offer books with gay or bisexual characters. Now, obviously, somebody asked this freak, "Well, what about Tennessee Williams' classic Cat on a Hot Tin Roof? Roof, whatever." And Representative Allen, this weaselly little bastard, said the play probably couldn't be performed by university theater groups. Now think about all this, okay? Allen went on to say that no state funds should be used to pay for materials that foster homosexuality. Now, how do you do that? Huh? What do you do? Do you take your little son or daughter aside and you say, "Look, I want you to be gay. Because here's what I want for you as you grow up into adulthood. I want you to be discriminated against. I want you to feel like you're out of sync with the entire society. I want all this grief that America heaps on people. So here, let me foster, since I'm your parent, let me foster." It's even hard to say it. I don't know. "Let me foster homosexuality here on you, son, daughter." Now, the freak said his bill would include nonfiction books that suggest homosexuality is acceptable. Oh, really? Okay. So he would, in other words, accept Nazi teaching that said the queers go into the ovens right after the Jews and the gypsies and the socialists and the liberals, right? You sick bastard. How can people like this walk the same planet as I walk, at least as part of it? And this is right over here in Alabama. You know, I could spit out the window here and damn near hit Alabama. And this freak wants to ban anything that suggests homosexuality is acceptable, make it unacceptable. So what does that mean, freak? Let's kill them, right? See, this is that dominionist theology, that Christian reconstructionist. You know, I've been talking about this off and on for probably 10, 12 years in talk radio. These people do want to kill gays. They do want to kill Jews. They do want to kill Catholics. They do want to reduce women to chattel. And obviously that's what this guy's talking about, Gerald Allen. Representative Gerald Allen, Republican of Cottondale, Alabama. Stick around. More on this sick sucker when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy.
I called this meeting because one of you, and I have my suspicions who it is, left this in my desk.
Generex?
Was it you, Schmidt?
No, sir.
Boyd?
Not me.
It was me, sir.
Ah, I should have known. Thank you, Jones. Finally, something worked.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denerex. Denerex penetrates deep down into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
Thanks for taking an interest, Jones.
Oh, I'm interested.
Are you finally ready for Denerex? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Denerex Dandruff Shampoo. If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Denerex, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.denerex.com.
Stu Levitan here. Hope you happened by on Wednesday. We heard from Kevin Kennedy, Executive Director of the State Elections Board, on that controversial contract with Accenture to develop a statewide voter registration list. And we talked with author John Previs about the life and legacy of Alexander the Great. There's more in store Thursday, including a talk with Isthmus News Editor Bill Leaders. That's Stu Levitan, 5 to 7, on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
St. Vincent de Paul helps your neighbors in need when he needs food for his family.
When she needs a bed for a child to sleep in and a few extra blankets.
When he needs a coat to wear to work to keep out the winter chill.
When they can't afford to fill a prescription.
When he's in danger of having his utilities disconnected.
When a family just needs a place to stay.
St. Vincent de Paul responds with practical, direct material assistance, providing the things folks in our community need to get by when times are tough. Their work is here, in your hometown, right here in Dane County.
You can make a difference. Help St. Vincent de Paul. Send a check, donate food, clothing, or household items. Call 278-2920 today. 278-2920. Help your neighbors in need.
The sound of snow crunching beneath your boots. The smell of sugar cookies beckoning from the kitchen. The taste of hot chocolate and the feeling of a warm hug in the cold winter wind. These are the sensations that make the holidays unforgettable. And in Madison, the holidays just aren't the holidays until you've seen the lights. The Holiday Fantasy and Lights at Olin Turville Park. It's our 16th year of giving you and yours a dazzling array of music and lights. And this year, you'll discover a brand new treat. A custom-designed display by major sponsor Great Wolf Lodge. Enter Olin Turville Park on John Nolan Drive and head straight into a magical world like you've never seen before. The tradition is brand new again at the 16th Annual Holiday Fantasy and Lights. Visit soon and come back often. The Holiday Fantasy and Lights is on display 24 hours a day through January 2nd. Admission is free. Donations appreciated. Madison's celebrating in a whole new light. Made possible by the National Electrical Contractors Association, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, and major sponsor Great Wolf Lodge.
I wasn't going to school because I was just making money stealing cars.
Well, I was 10 when I first got involved with drugs. I skipped school because, you know, nobody cared.
When I first got pregnant, school was not important to me, so I dropped out.
I just thought the only way I can make something out of my life is that if I get an education.
I still need to go to school to make it for myself. Stay in school. Give yourself a chance.
I think I'm happier now.
I know I'm happier now.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Planet Check. Planet Check.
EPA says gag on this. Jeff Brook from PEER, Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, explains.
We were contacted by EPA employees that had gotten a directive that said if a reporter calls you, please refrain from answering. Don't provide them any information, including why you can't talk to them.
This is quite a reversal from tradition.
But never have they been restrained from having the conversation or answering a straight question. This is an unprecedented restraint on the specialist at EPA from providing information to the public.
This only applies to reporters.
So that suggests that what this is about is image maintenance.
It's to make sure that the agency managers are not surprised by news coverage.
The timing of this was such that they didn't want any embarrassing news stories to come out before the election.
See a copy of the gag order online at peer.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Provocative, powerful, passionate, patriotic. It's an American radio revolution. The Mike, 92.1, Madison's Progressive Talk.
So this Alabama lawmaker, this freak, Gerald Allen, a Republican from Cottondale, Alabama, who wants to reduce homosexuals to... you know, his fellow Americans, his fellow humans, his fellow American citizens, but because they happen to be gay, he wants to reduce them to non-human status. The first thing is to ban all the books. Isn't that the way Nazis always do it? And the commies, you know, you got to ban the books. His bill would ban materials that recognize or promote a lifestyle or actions prohibited. Now, not just gays are involved here. He's also going to get the heterosexuals. This guy has a real problem. The bill would also ban materials that recognize or promote a lifestyle or actions prohibited by the sodomy and sexual misconduct laws of Alabama. Allen said that meant books with heterosexual couples committing those acts likely would be banned, too. Ain't going to be no sodomy. No, ain't gonna be no touching it or looking at it. Turn the light out, damn it. These people are crazy, aren't they? So this sick puppy, not only does he want to reduce the gay folk to be to non-human status, I wonder what he thinks about people of color, but he wants the heterosexuals who are doing something that he might find a little bit weird, he wants that ruled off the table too, so to speak. Oh my God. His bill also would prohibit a teacher from handing out materials or bringing into a classroom a speaker who might suggest homosexuality was okay. I don't know. I've never heard of anything like this. I mean, in my lifetime, sure, these religious right wackos. And have you ever noticed that they're not Jews? I don't know about the Muslims. I don't see the Muslims making a big deal about homosexuality to begin with. They're not Sikhs. They're not Hindus. Who is it? It's these sick, twisted Christians, right? Who want to say because God created somebody to be gay, if that's what you believe, to me is nonsense, but that's what they believe. Well, God, you know, God didn't make Adam and Steve. Well, how do you know? How do you know he didn't? You know, maybe they just left that part out when they wrote Genesis, right? Anyway, the director of the Montgomery, Alabama City County Library said, you know, aside from the moral debates here, the bill could be problematic for library collections. She says half the books in the library could end up being banned. It's all based on how one interprets the material. Well, that's the point, ma'am. You know, this sick bastard doesn't want anybody to read anything. If you got time to read, read the Bible. You know, read about mass murder and incest and death and disease and who begat whom. Read about that stuff. Murder and mayhem and arson and death and destruction and people being turned into pillars of salt. You know, read about that. That's good stuff. Read Revelation. Read about the 30-headed whore or whatever it is. They will rise up out of the sea or come down from heaven. Oh, don't get me started. But if it's a book like The Color Purple, Oh, no, ain't going to have none of that in Alabama. No, no. If it's Bride's Head Revisited, no, get it out of here. If it's the picture of Dorian Gray, Pick up your Bible and go read about some real nasty stuff. I hate these people. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Bill in New York City wrote in about the Christmas thing. He says, for several years now, my wife and I have not sent Christmas gifts. We realize that sending yet more hams, baskets, etc., by brothers and sisters is really useless. What we have done is to make contribution to the Salvation Army Children's Gift Fund. We will have a new grandchild next year, and he will get gifts for sure. That's the grandparents' prerogative. I was raised, Bill writes, Southern Baptist, but I have recovered. My approach to these jerks now is to point out just how tiny their God is. I think God is large enough to create the Big Bang and all the subsequent occurrences. God is also big enough to be a Christian, a Muslim, a Hindu, a Sikh, a Buddhist, a Jew, etc. The incredible arrogance of any group to claim exclusive access to God is breathtaking. Also, I'm ignoring all news sources for a while. I was a Vietnam veteran against the war before John Kerry went to Vietnam. In 1965, when I was there, the most dangerous job was flying South Vietnamese soldiers on helicopters into battle zones. The South Vietnamese troops would often turn on the Americans and shoot them with the weapons we provided. This information was withheld from the public for years. Sound familiar? Finally, thanks for making me look moderate. Bill in New York City. Oh, God. Oh, my goodness. Really? All right. We have somebody here. Andrew is calling from Long Island. Now, Andrew, let me get this straight. You are an evangelical... No, wait a minute. Andrew from Long Island. So, Andrew in New York, let me put you on hold. I'll come back to you in a second. I want Andrew in Long Island. You're an evangelical minister?
Hi, Mike. Yes, I am.
Okay. And what's this? You say you have cured homosexuals?
Well, what I wanted to say, Mike, is we don't hate homosexuals. We love homosexuals.
Stop it. That's some patronizing crap. If I were near you right now, I'd probably bitch slap you. Now, what's your point? You call this program, don't come at me with this condescending, patronizing attitude that you love homosexuals, but you don't like the way they screw. I don't want to hear that.
Well, we had a homosexual come to our church. We loved him. We accepted him in our... You know, I'm just telling you what we did. You know, I'm just telling
you. What
did
you do to the homosexual that came to your church?
Well, he came into our church. We loved him. We accepted him. I hate to be redundant. And, of course, we told him what the Bible said. It's not a mystery to you that, you know, we believe what the Bible
said. Did you tell him what Jesus said about homosexuals?
We told him what...
No. Answer my question, sir. If I take you on this program as a caller, there's a couple things I insist on, and that is you have the decency or the courtesy to answer my question, because I'm giving you airtime to spread what you have to say all over the country.
Okay.
What did you tell him Jesus said about homosexuals?
We believe that from...
No, you're not answering. Andrew, now don't be a jackass on me, okay? This is not necessary. Just answer the question. It's very simple. What did you tell the queer that came to your church that Jesus said about homosexuality?
We tell them what we tell everybody, that Jesus loves everyone. What's so hard to...
No, that's not what I'm asking you. I'm asking you,
right?
Then. Let me ask you. Forget the queer that came to your church. In your knowledge of the Bible, since you say you're an evangelical minister, what did Jesus say about queers?
Jesus said that in the last days it'll be as in Noah. And he said it'll be as in Sodom and Gomorrah.
No. What I'm asking you, sir, is what did Jesus say about queers?
Okay, Michael, from Genesis to Revelation is the Word of God. We don't believe that...
No.
Only...
Andrew, let me try again. What did Jesus say? You know, Jesus came, according to the New Testament, Jesus came to right all the wrongs done in the Old Testament. Stuff like, if your child disobeys you, kill her. Or if your son insists on wearing cotton and wool, kill him. Okay, so Jesus came to say, look, The ancient Jews were crazy, and I'm here to make this right. I'm a modern Jew.
Mike,
now, I'll ask you again.
We had
Andrew,
a homosexual come to a church. He got healed of AIDS. We loved him.
He got healed of AIDS? How did you heal him of AIDS?
Well, by a miracle, Mike.
Oh, for Christ's sake, literally. What? Don't you people ever get your head out of your rectums?
Mike, would you like documentation?
Oh, yeah, I sure would. I think that, well, forget me, Andrew. If you found a way to heal people with AIDS, let the National Institute of Health know. I mean, let the CDC know. For Christ's sake, contact the government of South Africa. They've got a real epidemic there.
Would you like documentation? You believe
no, I'm not a doctor. Send it to a doctor.
Would you like some documentation, proof, that that God does and God heals people of diseases like cancer? We had someone in our church that was healed of cancer.
Yeah,
doctor gave him 6 to 9 months to live. Mike, my point of calling is to tell you that we do not hate homosexuals.
I know you
love
them.
Homosexuals.
How, do you love blacks, too?
50% of our church is black, Mike. What are you talking about?
Well, I guess you do. Do you love Hindus?
What, I mean, where are you getting that Christians hate blacks and what? I mean,
come on, Andrew, for heaven's sake. You know, it says in your Bible that if you're a slave, you should be happy you're a slave and stay a slave and shut up and do what you're told to do. Now, on World AIDS Day, how did you cure the man of AIDS? What happened? Did y'all pray over him and lay hands on him?
We didn't heal him of AIDS.
Okay. Yeah, God did.
God healed him of AIDS.
All right. God healed him. Well, let me ask
you,
why does God only heal the one that came to your church? Why not the millions of people who are suffering from AIDS?
He is healing all those that come to him. There are millions, Mike. If you look into it,
so in order to be healed, in order to be cured of AIDS, you have to do what? Come to your church?
No, you have to worship the Lord.
Okay, Andrew, I'm gonna bail out now. The call's over. I think you're sick. I think you're a threat to society. I think you represent everything that's evil on this planet. Now go away. Thanks for calling, but please go away. Go to your mall and celebrate Christmas. Get out of here.
I only ask things I'd ask any superstar. What is it that you have got that puts you where you are? I am waiting. Yes, I'm a captive fan. I'm dying to be shown that you are not just any man. So if you are the Christ, yes, the great Jesus Christ, feed my household with...
It was the single largest loss of life from an enemy attack on American soil. It was also the biggest intelligence failure in the history of the United States. Critics are calling it one of the most important documents of the modern era, a must for anyone who wants to know the truth about 9/11, a riveting read that will alter the course of history. Could 9/11 have been prevented? For the first time, access documents, interviews, transcripts, and previously unreleased material. Learn why the highest levels of government ignored repeated warnings by the head of counterterrorism, how a presidential memo warning of terrorist hijackings went unheeded just 2 months before the attack. You've heard the rumors, now get the facts. Call us right now.
Toll free. 1-800-590-3488. Get the facts you deserve to know. 1-800-590-3488. The 9/11 Commission report you must have. Call us today. 1-800-590-3488. That's 1-800-590-3488.
Planet Check.
Sterling Energy Systems dishes it up with solar.
The technology is designed to capture the free energy from the sun and produce electricity with no fuel cost or pollution.
That's David Slauson, CEO of Sterling Energy in Phoenix. Each dish unit will provide enough solar electricity to power more than 40 homes.
We produce electricity during the day when power is in its highest demand. We also provide a product that enables consumers to be able to pay a premium to have clean, renewable energy. So we can
can begin to mitigate our environmental degradation problems and also help America become energy independent.
SES envisions 20,000 systems to be placed in more solar dish farms for Southwest utility companies.
SterlingEnergy.com.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
What we're starting to understand, Mark, and I'm starting to realize it when you do a little reading, and it's a common thread that runs through what's going on in the Middle East and what's going on in the Ukraine, and that is that Americans are generally, and I include myself in this, woefully ignorant about the rest of the world. We have no clue.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
For years, your parents got you the holiday gifts you wanted. Now it's your turn to do something for them. Last year, you got them a great new computer to keep them connected to the family and share photos of their new grandkids. But they're afraid to use it, and it's sitting there collecting dust. Breathe Easy Computer Training can help with individualized one-on-one training for your parents in their own home on their own computer. This year, make sure they'll be able to start enjoying their PC. Email info at breatheeasycomputing.com or call 257-3379 for personalized training packages and gift certificates.
Are you a business owner or manager? Are you interested in increasing your sales and traffic? Would you like to invite quality, educated prospects into your business? If so, you need to step up to the mic. The Mic 92.1 is Madison's fastest-growing radio station, reaching a new listening audience on a new station in a new format. You think these consumers might be interested in new products and services like yours? We do, and we want to help you talk to them. The Mike's Marketing Solutions team specializes in custom programs that help you use your hard-earned dollars in the most efficient and effective way. Call the Mike today at 276-1300. The Mike listeners are passionate about their favorite shows and their favorite station. They're loyal to their new station and loyal to the sponsors that support it. Let us show you how to invite them into your business. Step up to the Mike 92.1 and put us to work for you. Call the Mike at 276-1300. Thank you for listening and supporting Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
I heard about this company dumping toxins in local rivers, and I called their executives to say stop, but I never got through to anyone except secretary after secretary. In the meantime, the rivers are being destroyed, birds and fish are dying, and the local kids are getting sick with cancer. So I organized a huge protest, and we actually got the company shut down. And everyone starts celebrating until we realize that half the town's now unemployed. The welfare offices can barely handle the overload. People are being kicked out of their homes, and to top it all off, the rivers are still contaminated. The birds and fish are still dying, and most of the kids with cancer are twice as sick because they can't get the health care they need since their parents lost the health insurance they had when they worked for the company that dumped all the toxins in the first place.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. And just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Set a button for Madison's new progressive talk station, The Mic, 92.1, home of the Air America Radio Network.
About 8:30 before the hour, you know, that kind of attitude. I guess y'all saw this thing from Valparaiso, Indiana, at the Valparaiso High School. When was this? A couple of weeks ago. The kid that went berserk, 15-year-old, and started slashing people with a knife. He slashed 5 of his classmates. He told officers that God directed him to do it because the people he slashed were sinners. George Bush says God tells him to invade Iraq and Afghanistan. And this freak I just had on the phone says, you know, that, well, we love the homosexual. It's just, you know, the sinful, nasty stuff they do. And the insult to people who are struggling with AIDS. To listen to somebody like that caller say, well, you know, we brought him into our church and prayed over him and we've cured cancer. And, you know, you don't cure squat. If somebody's immune system happens to kick, well, my God's from praying. No, it's not. No, it isn't. Trust me, it isn't. Well, Mike, it isn't. I believe in prayer. No, you don't. I hate that. Why not shake a handful of bones at somebody? You know, hobbita, 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 hobbita. People struggling. How many people? 10 million, 12, how many people have been afflicted with HIV/AIDS? How many people? Here and in country after country after country. I read today Brazil has finally decided that five of eight AIDS drugs, they're going to go ahead and violate patent protection and develop these, mimic these drugs in Brazil so they can give them away free to the people who are suffering. The pharmaceutical industry. Can you imagine if these bastards would have been around during the Black Plague, during the Black Death? Can you imagine? Nobody would have got whatever antibiotic or drug that was developed to stop people from dying from flea bites. No, no. Well, I'm sorry. You know, if you don't have 6,000 guilders a year, I guess you're just going to die. That's the way medicine works. People who are struggling and struggling. How long has this plague been on us? 20 years? 25 years? How long has it been? I get some freak call me up and start talking about, oh, we prayed his AIDS away. I got something you can pray away, okay? It's an insult. It's an insult to people who struggle every single day just to keep a damn meal down, just to spend more than an hour off the toilet, just to struggle to breathe. Well, you know, if they get righteous, Mike, and, you know, come into church and accept God... Oh, I just wish you people would rapture on out of here. You know, we'll deal with death and disease here the way you deal with death and disease. You accept it. And if you're not ready to accept it, then you fight it with science. Science, jerkwad. S-C-I-E-N-C-E. Science. Not booga booga. Booga booga booga. Shake them bones. Booga, booga, booga. I cast you out, spirit. I cast you out, demon. Ooh, no thanks, man. Just give me the penicillin, okay? You know, keep your bones. Give me the penicillin. I'll take the antibiotic. All right? Appreciate it. Goodbye. Get out of my face. Go somewhere else with your ooga booga. We prayed over him. Yeah, okay. Now, I know I'm just pissing off people left and right tonight, right? I know it. Because a lot of you folks who are otherwise righteous, you do believe in the power of prayer. Please! Yeah, okay. Maybe focused psychic energy directed somehow, some way. Who knows? Who has all the answers? But please don't tell me that. I can't, because if you pray for somebody and they don't get well, what does that mean? Does it mean you didn't pray hard enough? Did it mean that the person was not righteous enough? Did it mean God's busy? What does it mean? Well, Mike, you know, sometimes God answers prayer, sometimes he doesn't. Well, then death to him. You know, what a jerk if he sometimes answers prayer. God, don't kill my little four-year-old child. Sorry, I'm busy. I'm answering George Bush's prayer here about invading Afghanistan. Your kid's going to have to die. Sorry. Come on. Come on. Man. It's World AIDS Day today. Is today Wednesday or tomorrow Thursday? Today, Wednesday? All right, today. No, you know, it's not right on AIDS Day to call this program and tell me how God has chosen to cure a good little queer. Because I know you fundamentalists, you know, in your warped brains, you think the only people that are dealing with AIDS are gay people. God, you're so wrong. Most of the AIDS cases now, planet-wide, are with heterosexuals. And that statistic has been true for what, Kathy, 10 years? Oh, now see, I'm all upset. Well, I just get, oh, man. All right, I'll tell you what, when we come back, your phone calls, all right? I did not get to the serviceman distraught about the prospect of being sent back to the war in Iraq, threatened to kill himself in Stratford, where, New Hampshire? Was it New Hampshire? Anyway, your calls when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
The Al Franken Show. Pure genius.
I got a Christian Coalition event when I told him I was Jewish. I didn't believe it, that Christ was God. And the guy at a Christian Coalition event said to me, "You calling Jesus a liar?" And I said, "I don't think so." What Jesus might have been saying is, when you look upon anybody, you look upon the Father. He didn't like that. But he said, "No one ever accused you Jews of not being clever."
The Al Franken Show, 11 till 2. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA. Basketball great Charles Barkley.
I got a little pop quiz for you. What do I have a hard time keeping shut? And what is my nickname? And now I got one for you. Do you know your kid's principal's nickname?
Know what really matters. Know about your kid's school. And know about your kid. Find out 100 ways to know more, do more. Visit PTA.org or call 800-307-4-PTA. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
I'm Deb from Madison, and I'm on the mic.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Lee Guerin. The U.S. is sending another 1,500 troops to Iraq and also extending the stays of more than 10,000 others. CNN Radio's Jamie McIntyre at the Pentagon.
It was something the Pentagon hoped it wouldn't have to do, extend the tours of troops, send fresh troops. They were hoping they'd have enough Iraqi forces trained, equipped, ready to go by January. But the decision now has been made that they need an infusion of American forces.
Demonstrations continue against President Bush as he tours Canada. CNN Radio's John King in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
More demonstrations here in Halifax today, but in both Ottawa and Halifax. I think the demonstrations were smaller by the numbers than people had anticipated. Look, there's no question. This president generates opposition. Some of it is anti-American, but much of it is anti-Bush. It's more personal.
Chillingly cold weather is setting records in California, including high desert areas that have seen temps fall into the teens. In the northeast U.S., weather is also causing problems. Gary Baumgarten reports a plane slid off a runway and hit some trees while landing during strong winds in northern New Jersey.
The Gulfstream 4 twin-engine jet carrying two crew and seven passengers crashed after touching down at Teterboro Airport. No one was hurt and there was no fire. The mishap occurred as wind gusts as high as 50 miles an hour were buffeting the state. Homes were damaged and power was out to thousands. The gymnasium roof at an Edison, New Jersey middle school was partially ripped off. Fortunately, no one was reported injured there either. Gary Baumgarten, CNN Radio, New York.
Other areas of the Northeast experienced winds up to 60 miles an hour and scattered Christmas decorations. A federal judge in Washington Wednesday directly challenged government attorneys to explain their policies for designating enemy combatants and for the continued detention of prisoners at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Government lawyers would not comment after the hearing. This is CNN Radio News.
Tune in tonight to Hangouts, where you'll meet a pop star with a pool for a living room.
Sorry to interrupt, but why check out other people's dream homes when you can use a home equity loan to create your own? Now at LendingTree.com, you can find home equity rates as low as 3.75% APR. But they won't stay that way forever. Call LendingTree now at 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions apply. See website for details and licensing.
The Chicago Underground Daily calls it an amazing cinematic wonder. Spellbinding.
My daughter, I'm not sure if I can make it.
Father, you must remain strong, for I bring good news.
Oh, you bring good news?
Yes, I just save a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See how much you could save. Visit Geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
Lawyers for PFC Lindy England asked a military judge Wednesday to bar use of the notorious Abu Ghraib photos and her own written admissions in her court-martial next month. CNN Radio's Susan Candiotti reports England could be looking at a maximum of nearly 40 years behind bars if convicted, but the possibility of a plea deal still remains.
Lindy England is charged with 19 counts. If convicted of all of them, she faces up to 38 years in prison. The question is whether she might plead guilty before trial, as some other defendants in the abuse scandal have already done. That question is yet unanswered.
Civic leaders, CEOs, celebrities, and a number of September 11th victims' families will serve on the World Trade Center Memorial Foundation's board of directors. Members include Michael Eisner, actor Robert De Niro, and ABC News correspondent Barbara Walters. The nonprofit foundation is charged with raising $500 million for that memorial. This is news from CNN Radio. Medical professionals have found another reason to stay slim. Andy Flick has the story.
A study reported at the annual meeting of the Radiological Society of North America finds medical imaging equipment is having trouble diagnosing obese patients. Dr. Raul Luppett from Massachusetts General Hospital led the survey.
The x-rays, the ultrasounds, all those beams have to penetrate through a lot of fat. And the fatter you are, the harder it is to evaluate the image with good accuracy.
Luppett says doctors might have to find ways to treat obese patients without using MRIs, CAT scans, and other such exams. Some manufacturers are also starting to produce bigger machines. Andy Flick, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
2 hours before her scheduled execution, a woman in Texas was granted a 120-day reprieve by the governor. After more than 2 decades behind the NBC anchor desk, Tom Brokaw made his final broadcast Wednesday as anchor and managing editor of NBC's Nightly News. I'm Lee Guerin. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Morning's edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
Racists had to find some religious underpinning for their racism. Racism thrived in this country for generations, and it was practiced by good Christians. How do you reconcile that? Uh-huh. You have to have some religious underpinning for your racism.
Morning Sedition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
The moment she sees you, she gets excited. She jumps into your lap. She licks your face. She jumps down and runs off, barking. She wants you to chase her. She doesn't know you can't play like you used to, because she doesn't know you're paralyzed. If you had only been wearing your seatbelt and that truck came out of nowhere, you wouldn't be stuck in that wheelchair, and this story wouldn't have gotten all twisted, and you'd be rolling around on the floor by now. So buckle up, because you never know.
A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Always correct, but never right. It's time for Mike Malloy to step up to the mic. This is The Mike, 92.1.
Welcome back. Torlik sent me this email. There's a rally this Saturday, December 4th, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. The State House in Columbus, Ohio. Jesse Jackson and Greg Palast are both going to be there. I know a lot of you folks already know about this. I've gotten several emails on this. So this comes from, I guess, one of the organizers. I'm not sure. They're asking that thousands of people attend what they're calling a Fight for Democracy rally to draw attention to voter issues and to support the congressional probe of allegations of irregularities in the November 2nd presidential vote. The press release or the email says, please plan to attend and bring your friends. And then there's a bunch of links here. UA, citizensforchange.com/rally. It's probably the one you... you can download a flyer there for distribution. Here it is again. UA, citizensforchange.com/rally. UA, citizensforchange.com/rally. They also have information here about don't bring anything on the state house grounds. Metal poles, wooden sticks, plastic pipes that are more than a half inch in diameter are not permitted on the state house grounds, even as simple sign supports. If you bring signs or banners, they must either be handheld or supported on cardboard tubes. Blah, blah, blah. State troopers will approach you and order you to discard any metal pipes or wooden stakes. This is a rule they're very diligent about enforcing, and so on and so on. So go to the website. If you live in the Columbus area, and by that I mean the entire Midwest, and you have some time on Saturday, this coming Saturday, 2 hours, 1 to 3, at the State House in Columbus, Jesse Jackson and Greg Pallast will both be speaking. Following the rally, there's a public symposium, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., at the Afrocentric Middle School in Columbus, Ohio. You can get all this information by going to uacitizensforchange.com/rally. I have a nephew who lives in Columbus. Right, Kathy? Got to contact him. My nephew, Scott. Okay, we'll mention this again as the week progresses, but it's this Saturday. All right, so make plans now. Ohio is key to this whole thing, and you know, as down as some of us might be, I said might, about the possibility of correcting this hideous wrong that's been perpetrated against our Constitution, there is still hope. So, if you can attend this rally in Columbus, Ohio, just be there. If you can attend it, you probably already know about it. But if you didn't know about it, try to do it, okay? I'm always hitting on you people, aren't I? Send a phone card. Send $10. Go to this rally. Do that. Do that. I'm sorry. I can remember in talk radio where the only thing that I used to hit on the audience for was to go down to Columbus, Georgia and protest School of the Americas. Boy, have things changed, huh? All right. All right. Where are we? Tiffany is calling from Maryland. Tiffany, welcome to the program. Hey, Tiffany.
It's so good to hear you. Listen, I've got some interesting stuff that I've been hearing about this election, and nobody's talking about it. I must say, knowing Greg Pallast and knowing what happened in 2000, I knew this was going to happen all along, but it's actually in writing. I got it from Online Journal. I don't know if you're familiar with Wayne Madsen. Are you familiar with him?
Oh, absolutely. I read the article you're talking about the Enron and the Saudi money that was used.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think it's really interesting, you know, that the people who were supposed to be paid to rig the election apparently didn't quite get paid. And so now they are kind of coming out and revealing the nature of the vote rigging program. And I'm just kind of wondering, I listen to you a lot. I mean, I could have missed this show, but I haven't ever heard this mentioned by Randy.
Yeah, it only came to my attention. I think that piece went up on onlinejournal.com within the past, I think we were on vacation when it came out. It came out last week.
Okay.
And as often happens on this program, I just never get around to everything that I want to talk about.
Yeah.
But I think word has gotten out, and I think word is spreading through the Internet that this piece written by Wayne is there. And it's a heavy-duty investigative piece, or as they would say in mainstream media, it's very, very much a conspiracy piece.
Right.
But if you, for the people who want to read it, just go to onlinejournal.com. And Wayne Madsden, who writes for them, has the piece right there. I think it pops up as soon as you get to the
it does. It does.
To the site.
And there's also one that I emailed all these to you a little while ago. If I hope it's still, oh, my gosh, Mike at MikeMalloy.com or something. Is that it?
Yeah, that works.
I just sent it to you. But it's got that one. It's got, let's see, more on the buying of electoral fraud by the Bush campaign. It's got that one. It's got U.S. government exports election fraud to Belgium, and there's Votergate, more details emerge. So I sent you, like, four different pieces. I think most of these were written, two of them, let's see, three of them are by Wayne Madsen, and one of them is by Thomas DeFlo, and I'm not sure who he is, but I emailed them all to you, and I really... Oh, God, I don't want to say pray. I really hope that, you know, you guys won't let this die and that you and, you know, Randy and everybody will kind of start talking about it more because I'm getting a little nervous. You know what
well,
I mean?
I understand. Laura Flanders and Randy and occasionally on this program, we are trying. We're doing the best we can. I have stayed away from it as I haven't been flogging this particular topic because I'm like most people, I'm waiting to see what happens with these recounts.
Yeah.
I do know in, I think it's New Mexico. Arizona. I don't remember. But a judge has ruled in one of the southwestern states that there will be no recount. I think it was New Mexico. And the reason there will be no recount is because it interferes with the orderly process of conducting an election. So yeah, right. So, you know, it is easy to get discouraged about this. It is easy to say, yeah, we saw this coming. You know, I've said before on this program, I live in Georgia, and I know what happened here in 2002 when every single vote cast, every single precinct in the state had a Diebold touchscreen voting machine. And we watched as Max Cleland was defeated. We watched as Governor Roy Barnes, both of whom were Democrats, were defeated. And we know it was fraud. And we understand it was fraud. And I, you know, so I hope, since mainstream media doesn't seem to give a damn, they're all getting, you know, all weepy-eyed about Tom Brokaw retiring tonight. For Christ's sake, why not get weepy-eyed about the retirement of democracy in this country? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But it's, you know, it's, I don't know. So, yeah, we'll do our best to keep it alive.
Well,
all right?
Can I ask you one more thing?
Yes, go ahead, Tiffany.
What do you see happening? I mean, like, say this comes out, I'm going to the Common Cause press conference in D.C. on the 7th, and I've already emailed them about this. And like, if this comes out and it's found to be true, you know, it's somewhat proven. I mean, you can't prove it for crap because there's no paper trail anywhere. But if it could be proven within a reasonable doubt, I mean, what do you see happening? What options do you see us having to right this wrong? I mean, how, if Ohio's already certified their votes, then Where do we go from there? Can they be uncertified? What do you think can happen?
As far as I know, and I may be wrong on this, because, you know, until the age of Bush, we never had to think about this garbage.
But, right.
But I think it's up to the Congress. It's up to the House or a joint session. I don't even know. The Senate, one of the bodies or both, to certify the presidential election. And they do it when, Kathy? On a day in January, I believe. And if one senator says, no, I disagree with this, then they can they not certify. Now, what happens then? I don't know. You'd have to read the Constitution. And but there is a way to stop it. It just depends on whether or not our elected officials have the courage to do it. Tiffany, got a break. Thank you for checking in.
Thank you, Michael. I love you. Take care.
You too. Quick break, folks. We'll be right back.
Treat the taxes too, especially for his pals. He's really into marriage, but just for guys and gals.
Oh, I'm the president and I'm okay. I bomb all night and I drill all day. I cut down trees, I cut down schools, and leave no child behind. What's 87 billion? I'm sure the kids don't mind.
He cuts down trees, he cuts down
planet. Planet Check.
Sterling Energy Systems dishes it up with solar.
The technology is designed to capture the free energy from the sun and produce electricity with no fuel cost or pollution.
That's David Slauson, CEO of Sterling Energy in Phoenix. Each dish unit will provide enough solar electricity to power more than 40 homes.
We produce electricity during the day when power is in its highest demand. We also provide a product that enables consumers to be able to pay a premium to have clean, renewable energy. So we can begin to mitigate our environmental degradation problems and also help America become energy independent.
SES envisions 20,000 systems to be placed in more solar dish farms for Southwest utility companies.
SterlingEnergy.com.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
It was the single largest loss of life from an enemy attack on American soil. It was also the biggest intelligence failure in the history of the United States. Critics are calling it one of the most important documents of the modern era, a must for anyone who wants to know the truth about 9/11, a riveting read that will alter the course of history. Could 9/11 have been prevented? For the first time, access documents, interviews, transcripts, and previously unreleased material. Learn why the highest levels of government ignored repeated warnings by the head of counterterrorism. How a presidential memo warning of terrorist hijackings went unheeded just 2 months before the attack. You've heard the rumors. Now get the facts. Call us right now.
Toll free. 1-800-590-3488. Get the facts you deserve to know. 1-800-590-3488. The 9/11 Commission report you must have. Call us today. 1-800-590-3488. That's 1-800-590-3488.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
I wanted to go see rural America. No airline goes there. They just don't. There's no money in it. People can't afford plane tickets. You know, they can barely afford to set up a fake Christmas tree that spins and, you know, sings Silent Night with the color wheel. This is all they hope for now.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
Help the Ronald McDonald House light the house for families and kids.
They give me a place to live. When I was in the hospital with Ruthie, I would often stay at the Ronald McDonald House overnight. I thank them for that.
Ronald McDonald House Charities of Madison offers a home away from home for families with kids receiving specialized medical treatment. Some families stay for a few nights, others for months at a time. The Ronald McDonald House keeps its lights on with donations from people like you. You can help by supporting the Light the House campaign. For every donation, a light comes to life on the display atop the Princeton Club West. So stop into your local McDonald's restaurant, M&I Bank, Princeton Club, Star Cinema, or the Ronald McDonald House, and make a donation to light the house.
There's many very fun things to do around there. I could always have a good time there. I just think they're very good people.
Special thanks to McDonald's owner-operators of South Central Wisconsin for sponsoring Light the House. To make an online donation or to learn more, visit lightthehousemadison.org.
In light of some lives with hope and love.
It is about balancing our choices between the gray of the concrete jungle and the stunning beauty of the real one. It's why there's EarthShare, the workplace giving program bringing the leading environmental groups together, with over 90% of contributions going directly to those groups. Support EarthShare, support them all. Please ask your employer about workplace giving. Visit our website at www.earthshare.org. A public service message from EarthShare and the Ad Council.
This is Police Officer Denise Armstrong from Madison Area Crime Stoppers. There have been several robberies around the area recently, and police are hoping someone will come forward with information. The Monona Police Department is investigating a robbery of the Cash Store on West Broadway Street. On August 27th, just after 10 p.m., a masked subject armed with a small, silver semi-automatic handgun robbed the two female employees and then fled on foot toward Lake Point Drive. The suspect is described as a black male, 6'3", wearing a light blue hooded sweatshirt and dark blue jeans. The Madison police are also investigating a robbery to the Citgo on Fromm Road on September 24th, just after 10 p.m. The suspect in this case was also masked. He was wearing a blue full-length jumpsuit, a royal blue knit cap with the logo A on the front, and royal blue knit gloves with rubber grips. If you have any information about these crimes, or any crime, please call Crime Stoppers at 266-6014. Callers can remain anonymous and may be eligible for a cash reward of up to $1,000.
Welcome to the mic, 92.1, home of the Air America Radio Network. Take your seat at the mic, Madison's new progressive talk station.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
When you walk that walk, and you talk that talk, you knocks me out.
Well, here's an answer from Mark regarding confirmation process to answer Tiffany's question. According to the rules governing the House, according to the rules governing the vote confirmation procedure, it takes two people, one from each House of Congress, to raise an objection to the Electoral College vote. Now, if those objections are raised, both houses then vote for president state by state. And that's the quick answer. Thanks, Mark. I'm sure it's there is just tons of this in the Constitution on how this sort of thing is handled. But I just remember in and apparently this occurs January 6th, 2005. I just remember January 6th, I guess it was the same date, 2001. When member after member of the Black Caucus appealed for some senator, just one, to say no. And no Democratic senator was willing to co-sign a document with, I guess it was Representative Deutsch or Deutsch of Florida. I'm not sure. And, you know, for all the people who get irritated with the Democratic Party, hello, that's plenty of reason right there. So January 6th, apparently, is the day that unless it falls on a Sunday, I don't know. January 6th, the Electoral College vote has to be confirmed by both houses of Congress. One senator and one representative can object, and then both houses of Congress vote state by state. Boy, you learn something every day, right? Jeff is calling from Pittsburgh. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Mike, thanks for taking my call. Just been listening to you since you got on to Air America in August, and as I was saying when I called initially, until I started listening to you, I thought I was the only one out there that thought that way. And just wanted to say thanks.
Well,
and that's it.
Well, thank you. Thanks for tuning in. It's very easy to think that. I sometimes think that. It's only in doing this job that I realize that there are a bunch of us, thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions, who don't think the way media seems to want to portray us. And it's good to be able to connect, for sure. Thank God for Air America Radio Network.
Exactly. Thank God for the internet, because if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be able to stream you every night.
There you go. Well, it's a good thing that Al Gore invented it, right?
I was just thinking that. Thanks to President Gore.
There you go. Take care,
have
Jeff.
Good night. You too.
Appreciate you checking in. Eileen is calling from New York City. Eileen, welcome to the program.
Brother Mike.
Hey, brother.
Brother Mike. The Lord told me to pray for you. I want to lay hands on you. Excuse me, Kathy, but I'm doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, right.
Brother Mike,
Kathy will do the Lord's work, too. Trust me.
Brother, get out of the way, Kathy. Brother Mike, Lord, please hear my call and cure Brother Mike of his unbelief. Oh, praise Jesus.
Yeah, well.
Have I told you yet tonight how much I hate these people?
Well, I think you just did.
Oh, my God. I can't. There are more new atrocities every single day.
Isn't that the truth?
Randy was talking today about, I can't remember what it was, but it was another one of these clowns. And they are attaining high positions in government now.
Yeah.
Isn't that just wonderful?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Oh, praise Jesus. Praise Him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to rant a little bit because they just make me, they make me want to burst.
I totally agree.
Yes, and I just want everybody who's listening, if you don't believe that these people are very, very dangerous and very serious and making serious inroads legislatively now, you should go to, you should Google
Christian Reconstructionist or Christian Dominionism.
Yeah.
Either one, because these people are very scary, and they think that they're doing God's work, and they have decided, but it's really just a lust for power. And I hate these people.
I hear you. I hear you. The Christian Reconstruction movement is not just a threat to our system of self-government. It's a threat to humanity.
Yes.
And I've said it before on this program. I'm not going to get back into it because people are getting bored hearing it. But it's the reason I got a license, a permit to carry a gun is because I was threatened by these people a long time ago.
Yep.
About 12, 13, 14 years ago, they had a huge nest of these snakes right out here in Cobb County, Georgia. And
don't
when I first
snakes like that, I like snakes.
Yeah, when I first found out about them, I went on the air and railed against what they were doing. And then the death threats and bomb threats started to come. But yeah, they're bad people. They are anti-life in the purest sense. In the purest sense. Well, even a fetus, you know, if it's a girl fetus, might as well go ahead and kill it now. We've got enough girls. If it's one of the subhuman races, like, you know, black folk, might as well go ahead and kill that now, too.
Yes.
Yeah, these are sick people. These people are sicker than any group I have ever met, and they're very serious, and they're armed, and they believe they're doing God's work. Eileen, got a break. Thank you. Appreciate you checking in.
Thank you, Brother Mike.
You take care. Take care. Eileen's right. It only get worse now that Bush has his mandate and his political capital. But, you know, these worms have been in government for the high positions in government for 4 years now. You know, one word, Ashcroft. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Quoting from the Bible. I hate Republicans.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
Are you on the mic? Call Madison's Progressive Voicemail at 663-7291 to let everyone else know.
When I first heard that Air America was actually going to come to Madison, I counted down the days on my calendar at work. Then I started listening and I heard Mark and Mark, Rachel, Liz, and Chuck. Got to hear Al and Catherine. Then I learned about Randy Rhodes. And then I found out Lou Levitan is wonderful and he's local.
Call 663-7291 to get on the mic. 92.1.
Mr. Hampton, you're hired.
Thank you. You placed the largest newspaper help wanted ad I've ever seen.
652 words, unbelievably pricey, but we found the perfect person. The only thing not in your ad was the salary.
Ah, for the first year, you'll make nothing.
What?
Well, newspaper ad that size, we have to pay for it some way.
But how do I eat? Where do I sleep?
On the lovely cot in our boiler room. There's tons of canned food, and you can use the seventh floor bathroom day or night. Isn't that swell?
Yeah, swell.
What's more swell is helpwantedmadison.com. Unlimited words to describe the job, place as many ads as you want for one low price. Helpwantedmadison.com. Amazing.
What's wrong with Mr. Sakate?
He placed a help wanted ad in the newspaper.
Again?
He used lots of words to describe the job.
Again?
He just got the humongous bill.
You were going to tell him about helpwantedmadison.com.
Well.
You said unlike newspapers, with helpwantedmadison.com, you can use unlimited words to describe the job.
Even place as many ads as you want for one low price.
So why not tell him?
And miss seeing his tear-streaked, runny nose, puffy eye breakdown every month?
He just blew his nose in his tie.
Ew.
Helpwantedmadison.com. Long name, amazing results.
St. Vincent de Paul helps your neighbors in need when he needs food for his family.
When she needs a bed for a child to sleep in and a few extra blankets.
When he needs a coat to wear to work to keep out the winter chill.
When they can't afford to fill a prescription.
When he's in danger of having his utilities disconnected.
When a family just needs a place to stay.
St. Vincent de Paul responds with practical, direct material assistance, providing the things folks in our community need to get by when times are tough. Their work is here, in your hometown, right here in Dane County.
You can make a difference. Help St. Vincent de Paul. Send a check, donate food, clothing, or household items. Call 278-2920 today. 278-2920. Help your neighbors in need.
Reading is something you can enjoy no matter where you are. Even if you can't hold a book, turn a page, or read regular print. Because just for you, there are Talking Books, a national service of the Library of Congress. High-quality recordings of bestsellers, classics, even the latest magazines. And you can get Talking Books and playback equipment by mail at no charge if you're eligible. Here's how you can take a Talking Book.
Call the Wisconsin Regional Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, 1-800-242-8822.
Can you tell one cough from another? Let's see. Take this cough test. Name this cough. That's a flu and cold cough. Name this cough. That's a sore throat cough. That's a viral cough. That's a COPD cough. A COPD cough doesn't sound that much different from other coughs. That's why any persistent cough should be checked out by your doctor. Left untreated, a COPD cough could affect how much air your lungs are able to hold, and over 11 million Americans may have a COPD cough. COPD, or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, is rising so fast, soon it will be the third leading killer of adults in the country. Don't take chances. Get answers. Visit the American Lung Association online at lungusa.org or call 1-800-548-8252. That's 1-800-548-8252. The American Lung Association. Improving life one breath at a time.
Thanks for switching on the mic 92.1. Bookmark our website and listen live online anytime, right from your desktop at themic921.com.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
It's about 25 before the hour. We're at 866-303-2270. Dennis is calling from Ontario, Canada. Dennis, welcome to the program. There he is. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, how are you, Mike?
Doing fine, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to call about this, I don't know, I guess we call it Star Wars 2. I don't know if there's another name in the U.S. for it, but President Bush in his visit brought that up a couple of times in discussions with different government people and in his speech today.
Yeah, I read some news items about that. I got the feeling he was warning the Canadians to get on board. Y'all have got to go help him kill Muslims, and you also have to participate in Star Wars 2, or something bad will happen, I guess.
Yeah, it's starting to sound not too friendly.
he's just doing what Bush does. He's telling the Canadian, another sovereign nation, here's what you're going to do, and you might as well start doing it now because I'm the president and the American people love me and gave me a mandate. So I'm here to kick your prime minister's ass and your entire country, and this is what you need to do. Of course, the thing to do is to everybody just give him the finger. Just stand there and give him the finger and just, get out of my country, creep.
Yeah, well, two-thirds of Canadians or more are really against that. And there was a protocol or an agenda for his trip, and they decided that would not be part of it. There was a lot of bad feelings about that.
Mm-hmm.
But he just seemed to go his own way on that.
Sure, sure.
What's the feeling in the U.S.? I mean, if you look at just the terrible record in the just with conventional weapons in Iraq, with collateral damage and even the ability to hit fixed objects accurately and get the insurgents and leave the innocent behind, it seems to have shown pretty bad. It's been horrible.
The people in this country who elected George Bush, if the numbers hold, the people who voted for him, have this wonderful ability to deny reality. Those of us who understand, and there's millions of us who understand in this country that George Bush is a psychopathic killer and will stop at nothing to carry out his agenda. And a lot of people say, well, you know, why are you labeling the President of the United States psychopathic killer? And I say, well, just look at what he does. You know, it's not me. I don't come up with this crap. You know, I mean, if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, squats like a duck, it must be a duck. So Bush, being the psychopathic killer that he is, you know, his agenda is death and destruction. Now, the people who vote for him, the people who think he's Christ's little brother, are so deeply in denial about the damage he is doing to this country on just every level that I can think of. You know, the dollar is going into the crapper. And right now, Americans don't care because as long as the dollar continues to sink, it means things are cheaper here. But eventually, when the people buying our bad paper, like the Japanese and the Chinese, eventually when they decide, let's cash some of this in, America is going to have a recession that's going to bite us on the ass to such a degree that I don't know how we're going to recover. Now, all this stuff goes on, and Americans, you know, the 100 million or whatever the hell, 59 million who voted for this guy, they just don't pay any attention. You know, it's not something they want to get involved in. So it makes the entire country look like we're a nation of morons, and we have an abundance of morons, but not everyone here is. So how do we take it down here? Those of us who understand what's going on, those of us who have an IQ of at least 100, understand how terrible things are, and we... I don't know. We file court cases and Freedom of Information Acts and go before judges and say, look, we've got to take a look at the voting record. We've got to do something here. And I think ultimately what we're hoping is that at least one Democratic senator and one Democratic representative will protest this election on January 6th when it goes for certification. I didn't see it happen 4 years ago. I don't know why it'll happen this time with a senator standing up with the brave members of the Black Caucus who tried to stop what happened last time. So it's just hell. It's hell being here if you are a rational, compassionate person, or even approach that.
You know, one thing, I was in Europe a few weeks back, and, you know, I met quite a number of Americans, and I found very few that were Bush supporters. It was like, it must have been like 80% or more were behind Kerry. It surprised me to see that Bush actually won, but I guess you can't tell by a sample size of 30 or whatever that I met.
Well, that may be true, but remember what Stalin said, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, but it's not how many people vote, it's who counts the votes.
Yeah.
And I think while this administration under Herr Bush has drawn a lot from the Nazi propaganda machine, they've also drawn a lot from the Soviet system of gulags and disappearances and destroying the rule of law and stealing elections. You know, I don't know that Hitler or the National Socialists in Germany ever stole an election. Their people, you know, he never got a majority, but he got into power. But you know, the Bush crime family, they've borrowed what they consider to be the best from the Nazis and the best from the communists and put it together, and they come up with the Bush theory of government. And it's threatening to the entire world.
One more question. When it comes to terrorism and security against terrorists, none of the common sense things seem to be being looked at, like how you protect your water supplies, harbors, that type of thing that was supposed to be part of his trip here to talk about specifics about cross-border terrorist protection.
Right.
He signed a bunch of vague things, but they're very vague words, and there's nothing specific. And yet he's off on this other tangent with the Star Wars thing, and it just doesn't make sense. I don't understand why, if I was an American, why am I not seeing a concrete plan there how to protect against, you know, those type of things, harbors, water supplies, all the things that have typically been subject to sabotage in the past.
Mm-hmm. Well, there will never be that in place in this country. Homeland security, so-called, is a hoax, a myth, a sham, a joke. It is, I believe, it's one of the largest bureaucracies ever put together on the federal level in this country. It does nothing. It is not protecting anything. What Homeland Security does, it's an apparatus. And again, borrowing what they did from the Soviet model, it's an apparatus to keep tabs on interior movements of people inside this country. It's also designed to make it more difficult for people to come to this country. I read something the other day that the brain drain in the United States is approaching a critical mass because so many people who normally would have come to this country for their education, and then they stick around and go to work in research and development or into medicine or into science. So many of those people are saying to hell with it and going to China, going to Japan, going to the EU, and going to Canada, because it is so difficult now and such a threat to try to come to the United States. That's what Homeland Security has done. And as far as I know, they've not captured anybody. They've not stopped anything. Now, they'll say, well, you don't know, Malloy. You know, there was a plot to blow up the Sears Tower in Chicago, and we stopped that. Oh, bat squeeze. I wouldn't believe these people if they told me it's 11:43 in the evening, Eastern Time. They're liars and they're thugs. But the whole Homeland Security thing, Dennis, is a scam. It's just a scam. It's a scam to suck money to private contractors who do nothing. It's a scam to make the American people, just like the Republicans always say, well, we're going to stop the queers, and we're going to stop abortion, and we're going to stop this, and we're going to stop that. And they never do. But every 4 years when American voters go to vote, it's like walking into a confessional. Like a little prayer. Oh, please, if I vote for Republican this time, will you stop the queers? You know, it's the same thing with Homeland Security. There is no Homeland Security. There's nothing secure about this country. We're in worse shape now in terms of secure borders, secure nuclear plants, secure power generating stations, secure dams, secure harbors. We're in worse shape now than we were prior to 9/11, 2001. So don't think for a moment that the Bush crime family is serious about protecting the so-called homeland. That's a lie. That's a lie.
Well, it's nice talking to you.
Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate your call. Dennis is going to hang up and drink the Kool-Aid now. He says, oh, God, I can't stand it. No, I appreciate his succinctness. Homeland Security, Homeland Security. There is no such thing. And there never will be. It's a joke. It's another money sinkhole. It's another place for you and I to throw tax dollars that we don't have into private contractors like, Halliburton, I'm sure, is in there, and Kellogg Brown and Root, and all these thuggish defense contractors who say, yeah, you know, we're part of Homeland Security. Here, we're going to develop another fighter plane. Oh, that'll help, you jackass. But do they have money appropriated or train people to investigate shipping containers that come into this country? Well, hell no. Is money being appropriated to provide security measures around dams and bridges and power generating? No, hell no. You know, unless we go to code purple and then something happens, I guess, and it's all okay, right? It's madness. It's madness.
It was the single largest loss of life from an enemy attack on American soil. It was also the biggest intelligence failure in the history of the United States. Critics are calling it one of the most important documents of the modern era, a must for anyone who wants to know the truth about 9/11, a riveting read that will alter the course of history. Could 9/11 have been prevented? For the first time, access documents, interviews, transcripts, and previously unreleased material. Learn why the highest levels of government ignored repeated warnings by the head of counterterrorism. How a presidential memo warning of terrorist hijackings went unheeded just 2 months before the attack. You've heard the rumors. Now get the facts. Call us right now. Toll free. 1-800-590-3488. Get the facts you deserve to know. 1-800-590-3488. The 9/11 Commission report you must have. Call us today. 1-800-590-3488. That's 1-800-590-3488.
Mother Jones sends season's greetings to the retiring members of the 108th Congress. Many of these public servants are packing up and heading where? Across town to K Street, Lobbyist Central in Washington, D.C. More than 90 former members of Congress already work for these big bucks lobbying firms. Heading this year's class is Pennsylvania Republican James Greenwood. This summer, he announced he would take a $650,000 a year job representing pharmaceuticals like Pfizer right as he was preparing to investigate links between a Pfizer drug and teen suicide. Conflict of interest barely begins to capture that outrage. Given how cushy lobbying jobs are, any fool could see that Congress members might be tempted to trade favors now for lucrative lobbying posts upon retirement. It's democracy for sale. Again. Congress needs to impose a longer waiting period on former reps who want to lobby, or it'll become harder and harder to tell who they're really working for. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Lee Rayburn is not your standard local weekend talk show host.
You know the system is broken when the Environmental Protection Agency is asking poor people in Florida if they can examine their children for toxins. In exchange, we'll give you a t-shirt. What do you think that t-shirt's gonna say? My government poisoned me and all I got was this lousy t-shirt.
Saturdays from noon to 3, only on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
Okay, we got a Pentium 3 with a 256 meg cache.
Do you wish someone would just talk to you in English about your computer? Using your computer doesn't have to be intimidating. It can be a tool that keeps you connected to the world. Breathe Easy Computer Training will help you in your home learn how to use your computer, whether you're a beginner or learning to use a new piece of software. With friendly one-on-one service, Breathe Easy Computer Training eliminates the fear. You can email info@breatheeasycomputing.com or call 257-3379 for personalized training packages and gift certificates. Oh, and you will be able to understand every word.
Are you a business owner or manager? Are you interested in increasing your sales and traffic? Would you like to invite quality, educated prospects into your business? If so, you need to step up to the mic. The Mic 92.1 is Madison's fastest-growing radio station, reaching a new listening audience on a new station in a new format. You think these consumers might be interested in new products and services like yours? We do, and we want to help you talk to them. The Mike's Marketing Solutions team specializes in custom programs that help you use your hard-earned dollars in the most efficient and effective way. Call the Mike today at 276-1300. The Mike listeners are passionate about their favorite shows and their favorite station. They're loyal to their new station and loyal to the sponsors that support it. Let us show you how to invite them into your business. Step up to the Mike 92.1 and put us to work for you. Call the Mike at 276-1300. Thank you for listening and supporting Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Somewhere around the world, there are men and women of the armed forces risking their lives, helping rebuild communities after natural disasters, collecting toys for needy children, tutoring kids in local schools. They were at Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Iwo Jima, Khe San. They've been under the sea and to the moon. They stand watch in Korea. They keep drugs away from our shores. They patrol our skies every day, every year. These are your sons and daughters. You see them in church and at Little League games. But they are special because they work to keep us safe, secure, and free. Dedicated men and women who put their country first.
Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1. Forward thinking, just like Madison. Now, more Progressive Talk from The Mic, 92.1.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
It's about 8:30 before the hour. LawyersAgainstTheWar.org have a press release out. Canadian lawyers are charging Bush with torture Today in Vancouver, lawyers against the war filed torture charges against Bush under the Canadian Criminal Code. The charges were laid by Gail Davidson, co-chair of Lawyers Against the War, under provisions enacted pursuant to the UN Torture Convention ratified by both Canada and the United States. You can check this out. So the Canadian lawyers are doing this, and meanwhile, a human rights group has filed a criminal complaint in Germany against U.S. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld and other top officials for war crimes and torture. The New York-based Center for Constitutional Rights and Berlin's Republican Lawyers Association said they and five Iraqi citizens mistreated by U.S. soldiers were seeking a probe by German federal prosecutors of leading U.S. policymakers. The complaint names Rumsfeld, former CIA Director Tenet, Undersecretary for Defense for Intelligence Stephen Cambone, Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, Brigadier General Janice Karpinski, and other military officers who served in Iraq. Yada, yada. So, you know, Germany, I realize that CCR is American-based, but a German court, a Canadian court, may I ask something without screaming into the microphone? What's wrong with some sort of charge being filed here? What is it with us Americans? George W. Bush is a war criminal by any definition. If you use Nuremberg, if you use what the Americans and the British and the Russians and the French proved at Nuremberg, George Bush would be jailed for a long time or worse. At least five members of his cabinet would suffer the same fate. If we go by the rule of law laid out in The Hague, international law, if we go by the Geneva Conventions, how many were there, Kathy? Three or four of these rules that were laid out. This is how you can and cannot conduct yourself during a time of war. This is what you can and cannot do to a captive or an occupied population. This is what you can or cannot do to people that become prisoners during a conflict. And on and on and on. If any of these rules and laws were applied to George Bush, Dick Cheney, and probably five or six members of his cabinet, they would wind up in chains. So the Canadians, the Germans, maybe somebody in France, maybe somebody in Thailand will file these charges based on international law against this outlaw government that now controls the United States. Why don't we? Why is it not being done by the law profession in this country? Now, I realize that lawyer groups and human rights groups and science groups and religious groups have come out vocally against this regime, this Bush regime. Understand that. And that's honorable. And everybody on the internet talks about it for a while, and press releases read. Mainstream media, which is where everybody gets their news, ignores it completely. Media in this country is just horrifying. Here we are sinking into totalitarianism, and they spend hours talking about poor old Tom Brokaw's retiring. Like, who gives a rat's ass about Tom Brokaw's retirement?
I had all these years.
Tom Brokaw was an employee of General Electric. General Electric's weapons manufacturers are probably responsible for the deaths of, pick a number, 1 million, 10 million, 50 million people on this planet. Go to hell, Brokaw. Go straight to hell. Get out of here. There is no media in this country. So here we sit, living under the boot of a criminal regime, a regime whose attorney general sanctioned the president, whose attorney general to be, told the president that he could sanction torture. Jesus H. Christ! Do you understand what that means? I'm sorry. getting carried away. That's where we are. We have a gulag established, as surely as the Soviets did. We have Guantanamo. We have Diego Garcia. We have places you and I will never know about. We have Abu Ghraib. We have just a list of places where we send people now, where we disappear them. We are going to wind up making Pinochet in Chile look like an amateur. So the Canadian legal organization files torture charges against Bush. A German court is asked to investigate charges of torture against Rumsfeld. What's going on here? What's happening here? Oh, it's Christmas. Let's go shop. Let's go buy stuff. Come on. Everybody. Walmart. Or Neiman Marcus, depending on which side of the, if you're in a, if you're a Republican. Well, if you're a Republican, you go shop at Walmart, But it's Christmas in the United States. We are celebrating the birth of the Prince of Peace. Not. We are celebrating capitalism. We're celebrating buying crap. So who is left? You know, who? The Canadians. And the nastiness that Tucker Carlson and this bitch Ann Coulter dumped on Canada. Are y'all familiar with that? Have you seen the transcripts? Oh, my God. Ann Coulter says, Canada is lucky we allow it to exist. Oh. And what did Carlson say? That Canada is without the United States, would be Honduras. These people are filthy, disgusting, and sick. Thank God there are civilized societies still left on this planet who will try to stop the Bush crime family.
Unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
Some of the things that made it into this bill are not to be believed. One thing is that $250,000 was allotted to asparagus technology and production in Washington, which hopefully will make your pee smell better when you eat asparagus. Maybe that is the technology that we're searching for, because I don't know what's wrong with asparagus other than that.
Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
And now, NBA All-Star Jerry Stackhouse.
Discipline and control, that's what my parents taught me. They've shown me by example, by the way they live their lives. You see, my parents are living with diabetes, and in many ways, managing diabetes is tougher than anything I do. My parents always say they're proud of me. Mom and Dad, I'm proud of you.
You too can be a champion to someone with diabetes. Call 1-800-860-8747. A message from the Wisconsin Division of Health.
Tell your friends about Madison's new progressive talk, The Mic.
Listen online.
TheMic921.com. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News. I'm Paul Chambers. The U.S. is dispatching an additional 1,500 troops to Iraq. The Pentagon is also extending the stays of more than 10,000 others to bolster security ahead of January's elections. Jamie McIntyre reports there is no timetable for a reduction in forces, but many will be coming home after the elections.
They promised that these troops will not be extended again, and they're hopeful that by March, when they start coming home, they'll be able to start drawing down the numbers. But again, no one here will give you a guarantee, and they say it's entirely based on the situation on the ground. And as we know, in recent months, that situation has only gotten worse.
The moves announced Wednesday will bring the number of U.S. troops in Iraq from nearly 140,000 to an all-time high of about 150,000. Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin says his country will remain committed to fighting the war on terror. Martin was appearing with President Bush Wednesday in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Terrible events of September the 11th have redefined many realities in the world and on our own continent. We're in a war against terrorism, and we are in it together, Americans and Canadians.
The leaders devoted a large part of their talks this week to 9/11. A federal judge in Washington Wednesday directly challenged government lawyers to explain their policies for designating enemy combatants and for the continued detention of prisoners at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Attorney Barbara Olshansky represents the detainees. She disputes a common argument made by government lawyers.
That if you argue that the Geneva Conventions apply, then you're arguing for people to get a get-out-of-jail-free card.
and that's not what the conventions do. They give you certain rights.
In June, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled people held at Guantanamo Bay have a right to challenge their detention in federal court. The decision significantly dampened a key pillar of the government's aggressive anti-terror policies. This is CNN Radio News.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
Jury is seated in the Robert Blake murder trial. Our Jim Roop has more.
In the 3.5 years since Robert Blake's wife is slain, the case has faded from public spotlight so much that prospective jurors had trouble remembering what it was all about. 7 men, 5 women are sworn in to decide whether the 71-year-old actor killed Bonnie Lee Bakley as she sat in the couple's car May of 2001. Blake has pleaded not guilty to 1 count of murder, 2 counts of solicitation of murder, also a special circumstance of lying in wait. Blake is living under house arrest on a $1.5 million bail and wearing an ankle bracelet. Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Los Angeles.
The legal jousting continues between basketball star Kobe Bryant and his accuser in civil court, lawyers for the woman who has accused him of sexual assault. Say Bryant is trying to shift blame for the woman's emotional injuries onto others. Documents filed in federal court say the woman's stress comes from the media coverage, not from Bryant. This is news from CNN Radio. People who are overweight may have trouble getting an accurate hospital test, Andy Flick explains.
A new survey has found that obese patients are overwhelming medical imaging equipment used for MRIs, CAT scans, X-rays, and other exams. Dr. Raoul Uppet is with Massachusetts General Hospital.
What is happening now, and we're noticing it more and more, is that these obese patients are not being accommodated by our machines.
Uppet says this study looked at imaging tests from his hospital for the last 15 years. The survey discovered problems caused by obese patients have doubled during that time. The findings are being reported at the annual conference of the Radiological Society of North America. Andy Flick, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
A Democratic congressman is critical of federally funded abstinence education programs. Henry Waxman of California says the programs contain false and misleading information about contraception, abortion, and sexually transmitted diseases. The programs are used in 25 states. I'm Paul Chambers. This is the CNN Radio Network.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
Now, this point about Condi Rice, though, is that she is completely incompetent. Why is she being put in charge of state?
Because she sits on the president's feet when he does sit-ups.
Because she sits on the president's feet when he does sit-ups. And the bottom line is George Bush is attempting a Soviet-style purge. Anybody who disagrees with the president is out. And that's what they do. They attack reality.
The Majority Report, weeknights 7 to 9.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
Project Fit America helps schools develop programs to put fitness back into play, to change the reality that nearly one-third of our children between 6 and 17 are overweight. Exercise and a good diet lead to a healthy body. Honey can play an important role and can be a source of carbohydrates to fuel a child's fitness plan. Dr. Liz Applegate, University of California at Davis.
Honey provides an array of vitamins, of minerals, and also of antioxidants, so honey's a natural choice.
Always correct, but never right. It's time for Mike Malloy to step up to the mic online at themic921.com.
Decided that we're really not to blame. For the love that's deep inside us now, still the same. And the sound we make together.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Got an email from Liv Wright. Mike, I'm listening to your show. I must thank you once again for speaking the truth. I can't figure out where everyone is. Why people aren't in the streets protesting. Why lawyers and teachers and doctors and parents and people from all walks of life aren't out there. This is very scary, and no one seems to be speaking out, least of all the mainstream media. It's so frustrating. Kathy. Sign, Kathy. Yeah, that's something I don't understand either. I really don't. Is it because we're not incited by media to try to save our system of government? And it does take an inciting medium somewhere. If it's not media, then it has to be student groups. If you remember during, for those of you over a certain age, during the anti-war movements, during the student movements, during the free speech movements, anti-war, civil rights, free speech movements, the centers of power in those movements were not found in media. They were found in academia. They were found in student groups. They were found in anti-war veterans groups. They were found in unions. They were found in teachers' organizations. And all media did, even back then in the mid-60s, was finally get in front of and try to become part of what was a real grassroots movement in this country to stop the war, to work towards civil rights, human rights, really, for people of color, to work for all the socially necessary elements that are required to have a fabric of life in a society that is worth defending, that is worth living within, and on and on and on. And I don't know what's going on. Maybe we're all asleep. You know, I'm not out in the streets. I don't have a sign up. I'm not screaming at the White House. I'm not getting arrested. I'm not being tear gassed. I can remember the last time I was tear gassed was in an impeached Nixon rally, for God's sake, in 74, I think. And I went to Washington and for a demonstration, and somehow I wound up with members of the Attica Brigade. Do any of you remember the Attica Brigade? No, it had nothing to do with the prison per se, the prison uprising, but it was simpatico with the prison uprising, but the Attica Brigade. And I don't know how I wound up in that group, but all of a sudden we were running like madmen towards the Justice Department building, and then the cops came, and it was just a sea of tear gas. And I remember those little Vespa motor scooters and the blue helmets and the clubs, and I finally got to the Department of Justice and ran up the steps, and tourists were coming out, and I'm hiding behind one of the columns and trying to get my breath. You ever been tear gassed? And it wasn't a stop the war rally. It was that was part of it, but it was impeach Nixon for what he had done. But I question the same way the person who sent me the email questions. Where is it today? I don't know. Maybe in my case I'm too old. 74 was 30 years ago. Nah, I'm not too old. I'm just kidding. But I don't know. Maybe I've become too afraid. I don't know anymore. But the question is a valid question. Where are we? Where are we? Have you noticed how they stopped running the video of what's going on, at least the newscasts I see? You don't see so much of the video anymore of what's going on in Ukraine. Oh, my God. They're going to run that stuff? That might make somebody in this country think, hey, wait a second. Maybe we should do that, too. I don't know. I really, truly don't have an answer. It took an awful lot to get mainstream America into the street about the slaughter in Vietnam, the slaughter of our people, and the slaughter of the Vietnamese. You know, at one time, the so-called hard hats, the construction workers, would beat up on the hippies as they marched down Park Avenue or Central Park West or whatever. And finally, the hard hats were leading the demonstrations against the policies of Richard Nixon where it concerned Southeast Asia. I don't know what happened. I don't know where the spirit of rebellion, where the sense of justice has gotten to in this country. A sense of justice that would say, all right, I'm an American. I see injustice being perpetrated in my name. I see that I have a criminal administration. What can I do? Okay, I've been taught I can't take up a gun. All right, and I don't want to take up a gun. I want to go into the streets. I want to bring the government down. I want to make the government responsible. I want to change the government. I want somebody to stand there and say, yeah, we made a mistake. Whatever it is. There were people back in the 60s who genuinely wanted to crash the government of the United States. There were also people who simply wanted it to be honest and just and forthright and fair. And I'm sure today there are people who would like to bring down the government of the United States. That's not the thing to do. The thing to do is to make it live up to what it is supposed to be. We are not constituted as a state that condones torture. Damn it, we're not. We are not constituted as a state that allows voter suppression. Not any longer. Not since the mid-60s. We're not a state that thumbs its nose at international treaties and agreements regarding human rights and human wrongs. You know, we are not that. Then why are we doing these things? That's the question that eats into me like termites here in the South. It just eats into me. It makes me sick. I don't have any answers. I don't have an answer. I'm as ignorant about this as you are. I'm lost, I'm befuddled, I'm shocked. And I see it just getting worse and worse every day. Look at these new appointments that Bush is making. Wait till he starts making his judicial nominations. Oh my God. And watch the Democrats on the Judiciary Committee or in the Senate.
Okay. All right.
I don't know what has happened to my country, to your country. I have no idea. I just know that a lot of fearful people and a lot of people who subscribe to, without even knowing it, who subscribe to theories of totalitarianism voted for George W. Bush. Did enough vote for him that he legitimately won the election? We don't know yet. But we do know that 50, 60 million people did vote for him. What does that say? What does that say? What does that say? Does it say we've got an ignorant population or a fearful population or an immature population or a freaked out ooga booga Christian population? What does it say? I don't know. I've no idea. Maybe a combination of all that. Have we become just a 290 million member mass of uneducated psychopaths who 45% of us think that God created humans in their present form 10,000 years ago, and another 20% sign on to the virgin birth, and until we wind up with people who believe in science, the number being 35% or 40% of the general population? Is that where we are? If so, we are finished. You understand that, don't you? All right, your phone calls when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Amuse yourself today. Larry King here with a timely message. These days, keeping my immune system strong is more important than ever. That's why I believe in getting more from my vitamin C, the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So do what I do and help your immune system face the challenge. Get the advanced protection of Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
Look for Ester C at Kmart, Kroger, and everywhere vitamins are sold.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
So I got the hint.
What hint?
About my problem.
Believe me, you don't have a problem.
I'm talking about the Denorex you left in the shower last week.
Oh, that. Well, I noticed your dandruff was back.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denorex. Denorex penetrates deep into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
I wanted to tell you how great your hair looked, but I guess we got sidetracked.
Are you finally ready for Denorex? Use as directed.
Unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
You know, I started running with the dog in the morning.
You run with your dog?
Yes. And I run Washington Square Park at 5 o'clock in the morning with the Edith.
And a gun.
And a gun. And it gets her moving, if I might.
Oh, I gotcha. This is your human equivalent of Metamucil for
indeed
your dog.
Indeed it yes. is, and it works. And good for me, too.
Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
The following is a message from Radio for a Hate-Free America.
Hi, my name is Patrick Fugit. America is known as the land of the free. Racism is a contradiction of the very symbol America stands for. Take your part in the united responsibility to uphold America's freedoms for all people.
Hi, I'm Tim Allen. A more perfect union involves all of us, all races, all religions. Stop hate crimes. Racism is un-American.
Fight the hate. A message from Clear Channel, Radio for a Hate-Free America.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please select for the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
You've just won the intellectual lottery. Now, take your place at the mic. Madison's new progressive talk station, The Mic 92.1.
Right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Okay. Kip Humphrey sent me an email. He's at 51. That's numeral 51, capital with an A, capitalmarch.com. I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with that. But go to the website now, 5151, capital, C-A-P-I-T-A-L, march.com. Kip writes, Mike, you are the media. If you want people in the streets, start broadcasting it. December 12th, the citizens' uprising at every state capital at noon. Make a sign and show up. That's it. Let it be known over and over until the 12th. Please. Okay. Point taken, Kip. December 12th. If you go to the website, 51capitalmarch.com, you'll see what I'm talking about. And, you know, right. Kip's right. So there is a way to register the sort of protests that we see on television, or we're seeing on television, that's going on in Ukraine. I don't think Americans are going to get to that emotional pitch, because after all, it is Christmas, and you know what Christmas is in this country. It's this orgy of buying and selling. But Kip's point, well, okay. Check it out, 5151capitalmarch.com. I'm sure most of you are familiar with that website, but check it out. And it's December 12th, every state capital at noon. Well, hell, that'll be easy for us, won't it, Kathy? That's where we live. Yeah, I'll do it. Go down here in the buckle of the Bible Belt. We'll do it. You're damn right we'll do it. Why are you here, boy?
Oh, I'm here to protest, blap.
That's all right. We'll do it anyway. And don't forget this Fight for Democracy rally this Saturday, December 4th, at the State House in Ohio, in Columbus, Ohio. This has to do with the vote recount, the vote theft, the vote fraud, whatever you want to call it in Ohio. Greg Palast and Jesse Jackson are going to be speaking there, and that's 1 to 3 p.m. this Saturday at the State House in Columbus, Ohio. Okay, Ron is calling from Washington. Ron, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, Mike, I consider myself a Christian that has a hard time with the not judging others thing. I mean, I despise Bush, and I despise the Bush administration. But I think you go over the line when you try to suggest or lump all Christians or even evangelicals with the likes of Jerry Falwell or Pat Robertson or Tom DeLay.
Yeah, you may be right. I may be going over the top when I do that. But I'll tell you what, until I see evangelicals publicly divorcing themselves from these psychopaths, what am I supposed to do? It's those folks who are in power. Those are the ones that have the power. Falwell and Robertson and Dobson, they're the ones that are partly responsible for the public dialogue that goes on. They're the ones that say the queers and the feminists caused the Twin Towers to come down. So I have to take them to task. They're controlling public policy now. And if there's a difference in evangelicals, fine. If you are one of those people, then you need to speak out. I don't know how you do it. You need to get your religion back from the psychopaths that now own it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Mike, I agree with you, but I wish there was more Christian leaders that are speaking out, but there are some that are, you know, like Pastor Jim Wallace, you know, that are speaking out.
Well, see,
I wish
they had
more of an avenue, and I think Air America Radio could give them that avenue.
Well, see, there you go, Ron. Pastor Jim Wallace, never heard of him. Wouldn't know him from Adam's house cat.
Okay,
but I know the loudmouth Christ killers who say they represent Christianity, who are leading this country into a man-made, not a God-made, a man-made hell. I know their names. I never heard of Jim Wallace. Why isn't Reverend Jim or Pastor Jim Wallace getting himself out there where somebody like me, who works in media, would know his name?
Well, Mike, he was actually, there was actually an article on one of your websites, on your website.
Well, on MikeMalloy.com?
Yes, and he got a bunch of religious leaders together, and they're kind of saying that Christianity is not democratic, it's not Republican. And the Republicans are winning this war, saying that you have to be... to be moral, to be a Christian, you need to be a Republican, and that's not true. It's not true at all.
If something was posted on my website, it might have been on the message board.
It was on the message board.
Okay, because days may go by before I read the message board. It wasn't posted something that we put up there. If Reverend Jim Wallace wants to come on this show, you get in touch with him, give him the phone number, I'll put him on the air.
That would be great, just if we can get more of that viewpoint out there. But, just to lump all Christians in with...
Well, I don't lump all Christians. I make a distinction between followers of Christ and the people who are destroying and perverting the Christian faith. But I'll tell you what, that's your assignment, Ron. You get this guy to come on the program, and we'll chat, all right?
That sounds great.
All right, thanks, Ron. Appreciate you checking in.
Thank you, Mike.
Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Will Jesus wash the blood stains from your hands? Will he welcome you into that peaceful land? Will he forgive the killing, the war you have planned? Will Jesus wash the blood stains from your
I called this meeting because one of you, and I have my suspicions who it is, left this in my desk.
Xanarex?
Was it you, Schmidt?
No, sir.
Boyd?
Not me.
It was me, sir.
Ah, I should have known. Thank you, Jones. Finally, something worked.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denerex. Denerex penetrates deep down into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
Thanks for taking an interest, Jones.
Oh, I'm interested.
Are you finally ready for Denerex? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Denerex Dandruff Shampoo. If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Denerex, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.denerex.com.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
How is it that Matt Drudge is mentioned on the news as a source for a story? How on CNN, on ABC, do news anchors say this comes from Matt Drudge?
Well, they have a sense of humor.
I think you're giving them too much credit.
The Majority Report, weeknights 7 to 9.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
Ever seen a hornet, Shelly?
No.
You will when you climb 15 feet up this ladder to get rid of them. Take this insecticide and broom and send those stinging meanies packing.
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult, so why put them in adult seatbelts?
Oh, that's so cute. No, honey, hornets don't bite, silly. They sting.
Ow! For more information, go to boosterseat.gov. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
My credit card bills are getting out of hand. 12%, 18%, even 24%?
I can't get ahead. There's no money left over after paying bills.
You need help now.
But what can I do?
If you're a homeowner, you need to call Omega Mortgage Acceptance Corporation. In fact, at Omega Mortgage, they've actually lowered rates, reduced payments, and delivered the cash needed to thousands of homeowners.
I can even have money left over for the holidays?
That's right. And at Omega Mortgage, they make home loans easy and can approve you in less than 20 minutes. You won't be buried in heaps of paperwork or mountains of documentation. You don't even need tax returns. Great if you're self-employed.
But I've had mortgage late. Can they really help me?
No problem. Credit card late, mortgage late, even bankruptcy. Omega Mortgage specializes in home loans for homeowners just like you. Call right now to lower your payments and get cash in your hands in time for the holidays. 888-32-APPLY. 888-32-APPLY. Get approved in less than 20 minutes. Call 888-32-APPLY. That's 888-322-7759. Licensed by Cal DRE number 01411312. Call 888-32-APPLY.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
In the beginning, there was dirt, water, and air.
And it was good. Once.
Planet Check. Planet Check.
We are the first company to completely offset the pollution produced by our fleet.
That's Lance Aero, the president of the car sharing program FlexCar, the first U.S. company to go 100% carbon neutral.
We have an agreement with American Forest. We agreed to offset our total carbon dioxide production based on our fleet. That produces roughly 700 tons of CO2, and we have offset that by planting trees in California, Washington, and Oregon. We think that we're doing something very valuable to our environment.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check, your daily one-minute terrestrial examination. Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Musical headliners, The Party Machine, and Progressive Views? You won't find that anywhere else. This is Rachel Maddow. Join me, Chuck D, and Liz Winstead for Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11 on The Mic.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's More of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. Okay, you know, I'm starting to feel just maybe a tiny bit here like a moron because I didn't recognize the name, Pastor Jim Wallace. But now it's starting to ring a bell. I think I've read some of his stuff. So, who was it that called? What was our caller's name who suggested? Yeah, let's try to get him on. Ron was the one that made a suggestion. Let's see if we can track down Jim Wallace. I think Ron is going to make the initial contact. And Ron is right. I don't back away from the fact, you know, if Ron speaks the truth, he speaks the truth. I am over the top about this evangelical thing. It just makes me insane, makes me crazy. And, I claim it. It's mine. And I mock them, and I do anything I can to show what I consider to be the blatant, outrageous, blood-soaked hypocrisy of these people. And Ron's probably right. I shouldn't paint with that broad of a brush. But I do not come in contact with evangelicals who can present a rational a point of view where it concerns their faith. And that's not a contradiction in terms, if you understand what I mean. So, you know, Jim Wallace, I'd be happy to get him on. We'll see what happens. Greg is calling from Tacoma, Washington. Greg, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. How you doing tonight?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. I called to let you know something.
Sure.
I am a born-again Christian. I'm 49 years old. I was born again in 1999. That was 5 years ago. And I take my Lord very seriously.
Yeah.
And I look at it as, from my point of view, as my Lord, because it's a personal relationship. The New Testament always talks about a personal relationship with the Lord. That's what I have. The thing that organized religion is doing right now to my God makes me sick, sometimes to the point of crying over the despair of how, like George W. Bush and the evangelicals and Jerry Falwell and that other jerk that was on Meet the Press, these guys have put their will before my God. And Jesus taught us we can't do that. In order to do anything in life and have a joyful and a fruitful life, we must follow Him. Let Him go before us. And that's what I'm trying to do now. And that's what I've done since I've gotten Air America streamed into my home over 6 months ago. And I've been listening to you daily. I don't even watch network television anymore. Almost all my time is spent listening to Air America because you guys offer some links and information that I would not find out anywhere else, not even in my local newspapers, which I've written to, and I plan on writing to more.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is the way that you go off on Christians, like you did the evangelical minister that called, you
right.
kept interrupting him. And then a couple calls later, you had this girl that called up that was mocking praise by laying hands on you.
Right.
And, you know, whether you believe in laying on of hands or not, if you're that type of Christian, I believe that everything that's in the Bible is written for me and not for anybody else. That the words in there are speaking to me. So when I was born again in 1999, I came to the understanding of what I was missing out of my life. And
okay,
and
wait. Hold on. You're about to start testifying, and I'm just not interested. I mean, I'm interested in what you're saying, but I was brought up in a Southern Baptist church, so I know what you're
yeah,
about
I
to
know.
Do.
I know that, Mike.
Hold on. Greg, stop.
Yeah.
Stop talking for a moment.
Okay. All right.
Since I've had that experience with the whole born again thing, look, mm-hmm. if it's working for you, then go for it. And I like what you said. It's your God, your Bible, your belief. That I can relate to. If mm-hmm. My belief is total, complete atheism. Your belief is total, complete deism. Mm-hmm. And you have a whole structure that you practice your deism within, and that's the Christian faith. And fine. I have no argument with you. If that's the way you want to run your life, go right ahead. When I have a freak call this program and try to tell me that one AIDS patient was cured in this church simply because people prayed over them, I want to scream and smash the furniture, because to me that is nonsense. You do not cure anything with prayer. There may be a temporary placebo effect. I can do the same thing by giving people sugar pills who have colon cancer. And
right.
if I can convince
right.
if I can convince them that the pill I'm giving them, even though it's nothing more than sugar, if I can convince them that it's a miracle cure, then maybe their cancer will go into remission. That, Greg, is not God. That is not prayer. That is something that is medically identifiable, and it's called a placebo effect. I choose to call it self-hypnosis. Now,
I agree.
Let me finish. Having said that, when I have a fool, a charlatan, a freak, a liar, a con artist call my show, I will do my best to flay them, to gut them, to lay them out so that when they leave the program, they limp. I don't like people like that. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
I don't
either. What you need to do, here's what you need to do, and I say this with respect, is to get your organized religion back from the right-wing crazies who hijacked, admittedly, Jesus Christ's beautiful message. I have no complaint with the message, none whatsoever. I do not accept his divinity. I do not believe in cloud beings and gods, any gods, Greek, Roman, American, Christian, Muslim. I don't believe in any of that. But I do understand that the man named Jesus had a wonderful message. It's been hijacked, perverted, and destroyed by these so-called Christians. I'm not anti-Christian, but there's nothing Christian about these fundamentalist crazies that want to take over the world. So, of course, I'm going to scream against them. They want to see folks like me dead, and I say to hell with them. Bring it on. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do understand what you're saying, Mike, and I agree with you. I think that, you know, I've known that you're an atheist. I know that Al's Jewish. I know that Janine doesn't, she's not, has a God. But you know what? That's beside the point. The point I'm making is that when you do that, when you cut off somebody like a reverend or a minister, there's been other evangelicals that have come forth and said that they are not like this, and this is not the behavior. And you talked about Jim Wallace, Al Sharpton. He says the same thing. He's not evangelical, but he did say the same thing. And there's a lot of other leaders out there doing it. The thing I'm saying is that when someone is spreading hatred, like towards homosexuals, that should be talked about, which you do. But then you also do the same thing to people who are Christians. And that's what I don't like. I don't like the spreading of any kind of hatred.
Okay,
I don't go around and tell people not to listen to Mike Malloy's show because he's an atheist, because he doesn't believe in God. I tell them to listen to Mike Malloy's show because Mike Malloy gives you a lot of information that's very useful to help us combat to understand the political situation that we're in right now.
All right, Greg, I got to stop you. In the first place, I'm out of time. But,
oh, okay.
But I appreciate you calling.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Now, the only answer I would have for what Greg had to say, you know, because I declare myself to be of a certain belief system, which is where it concerns cloud beings and God figures and stuff, you know, I'm just not interested. You know, I've spent the better part of my life examining that. I've gone the whole, you know, every route I can go to find that. I'm not talking about spirituality here. I'm talking about a religious belief. But, you know, all I can do is repeat, Greg, what I said. When I have somebody call this program who comes across as a total moron to me with his condemnations, you know, in the first place, why refer to somebody as a homosexual to begin with? What's up with that? Huh? I mean, when I meet you, if you're heterosexual, I don't say, oh, hi, heterosexual, how are you? Or this person's a heterosexual. You know, to identify someone by their sexual orientation is nonsense. It's patronizing. It's condescending. And it has within it the potential of violence. Because if I can identify you, now, When I identify Christians, I'm not out to kill Christians. There are certain Christian movements that are out to kill homosexuals or Jews or liberals or socialists or what have you. Okay? I mean, come on. To me, to my way of thinking, to what I have listened to, what I have examined, what I've been exposed to over the years from evangelicals, these people, and again, I'm painting with the broad brush, these people are not about, they're not about justice, they're not about equality, they're not about truth, they're not about honesty. What they're about is toss your mind into the gutter and go on faith. Sorry, can't do it. Especially when that faith says, well, now, wait a second. The only people who will see the face of God are people who believe this particular creed, the so-called Christian creed. If you believe something else, you're condemned to everlasting hellfire. Screw that, Greg. Screw it. I will never. This is the reason I loathe and find all religions to be hateful at their core, because they separate me from you. They say I am special, you are not, unless you convert to my way of thinking or my way of believing. Not thinking. There's no thinking in religion. It's believing. So I see religion as one of the most divisive forces that the human race ever invented. The human species, I should say, ever invented. And to me, it is a human-invented device. It has nothing whatsoever to do with the real world. I don't like religion. I don't like any of it. Because every single religion preaches the same thing. Our way or hell. Like I said, screw it. Not interested.
Golden chance you've had. Those soldiers are somebody's sons, their father's uncles too. If you've been born a second later, that just might be you. Have you prayed for a way to forgive your latest enemy? Well then do not do it in my name, yeah, don't blame it on me. Yeah, please don't do it in my name, don't blame it, no, 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 on me.
Federal college loan rates are currently lower than they have ever been, which means by refinancing now, you could cut your monthly student loan payment by up to 50%. By calling 1-800-2-COLLEGE, you'll quickly be connected to College Loan Corporation. We will answer your questions, help you lower your payments, and secure a rate as low as 2.63%. It's easy, it's free, and so far, over 300,000 people have called. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
What's next in store from the Bush Mob? Mother Jones knows, and it ain't pretty. Right now, Air America listeners can get a great deal on Mother Jones magazine at readmojo.com. Each issue features some of the finest investigative reporting anywhere, plus tips on how you can stand up to the wing nuts. Now, at readmojo.com, you can subscribe for just $10, less than the price of a pizza. Check out Mother Jones at readmojo.com. That's readmojo.com.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance that are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies regardless of pre-existing conditions. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You will save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest healthcare networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your healthcare every year, call for your free brochure, 1-800-420-5411. That's 1-800-420-5411, or on the web at www.qhealth.com. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have health insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today, 1-800-420-5411.
Unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
There's this odd thing going on in New York City where literally there's more of these stage protests than there are gaps in Manhattan. And they simulate these torture things.
But you know what it does? It makes people talk about the issue, even if just to say that was so weird, the fake torture scene I saw on 34th Street today.
Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Are you a business owner or manager? Are you interested in increasing your sales and traffic? Would you like to invite quality, educated prospects into your business? If so, you need to step up to the mic. The Mic 92.1 is Madison's fastest growing radio station, reaching a new listening audience on a new station in a new format. You think these consumers might be interested in new products and services like yours? We do, and we want to help you talk to them. The Mike's Marketing Solutions team specializes in custom programs that help you use your hard-earned dollars in the most efficient and effective way. Call the Mike today at 276-1300. The Mike listeners are passionate about their favorite shows and their favorite station. They're loyal to their new station and loyal to the sponsors that support it. Let us show you how to invite them into your business. Step up to the Mike 92.1 and put us to work for you. Call the Mike at 276-1300. Thank you for listening and supporting Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
Bring some magic to this holiday season by taking your family to see Nutcracker Fantasy. One performance Saturday, December 11th. The director of Madison's own Nutcracker presents an original adaptation of the traditional music and dances you've come to cherish. Experience a performance that will last all season, featuring a live orchestra, spectacular staging, and captivating dancers. Be sure to see Madison's affordable Nutcracker Fantasy on Saturday, December 11th at the Wisconsin Union Theater. Call 262-2201 for tickets.
kids.
When I grow up, I want to be an astronaut or a firefighter.
I want to be a singer and a chef.
I'm going to be,
I don't know.
I'm going to be nothing. I'm going to drop out of school.
I've got a kid. I just need to make some money.
I'm joining the gang.
I'm going to work the streets, sell some drugs, make some money.
Kids are born with hope, but it can disappear if there's no one there to nurture it. When you believe in a child, you believe in their dream. By providing a caring adult, a safe place to learn and grow, and valuable skills, communities and schools helped almost 1 million children last year stay in school and prepare for life. We've been around for over 25 years and were named one of the 100 nonprofits most likely to save the world by Worth Magazine. Now just think what we could accomplish with your assistance. Call 1-800-CIS-4KIDS or find us at www.cisnet.org. Communities and schools, helping kids stay in school and prepare for life.
A new level of relevance, stirring the senses, stirring sensibilities. The Mike, 92.1, Madison's Progressive Talk.
Your host for a Pian's Friant's future, it's Mike Malloy.
Yeah, indeed. Credit where credit is due for the program tonight, engineered in New York City by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Linda Blake handled the phone calls. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall, our webmaster. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, archives the program. Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. And Catherine Bay is our executive producer. Check out two websites, AirAmericaRadio.com and MikeMalloy.com. All kinds of fun there. Interesting email here from Jeff in Chicago. He writes, Mike, I'm an optimist like you. Like you, I believe the glass is half full of cyanide. What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on? Why do I feel that these United States are about as stable as Pat Buchanan at a gay pride parade? Jeff goes on, I tried to look at the bright side when Kerry conceded, pending a recount, but there's that cyanide again. I tried to look at the bright side when Kerry conceded that Bush would now have to take ownership of this twisted mess he's created, but that is dangerous business. His fall is our fall. We have to stand now against the voting fraud. Little hope of untangling this election cycle, but I fear that if we don't resolve this issue now, the current criminal regime will be forced to win future elections at all costs, if only to protect their asses from being scrutinized by future opposing administrations. Let's get Ukrainian on their asses. Now, I like that. Let's get Ukrainian on their asses. And pardon my use of the word ass. I'm sorry, but too bad. If it offends you, then I don't know. But as soon as I read what Jeff wrote, let's get Ukrainian on their asses, it reminds me of what Marcellus Wallace said in Pulp Fiction. Remember that? He said, you hear me talking, hillbilly boy? I ain't through with you by damn sight. I'm going to get medieval on your ass. Remember that? And you remember the scene. You remember why Marcellus Wallace said that, right? You do remember. You remember. That's one of the greatest movies ever made, frankly. But, let's get Ukrainian on there. I'm going to get medieval on your ass. You know, that's, we ought to get liberal on them, too. I don't know. Anyway, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate the... Who was it that said, here in the South, I'm going to get real close to you and open up a big old can of whip ass? All right, where are we? We're right there. Colin is calling from Vancouver. Colin, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, thanks for holding on. You've been holding on forever, I know.
Oh, that's good. It helped me get the heart out of my throat. Bit nervous.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I wanted to talk about Bush's speech in Halifax today.
Mm-hmm.
In it, he invoked Mackenzie King, one of Canada's greatest prime ministers, and he tried to use it to justify his war of aggression against Iraq.
Yes.
Mackenzie King is the prime minister who declared war on Nazi Germany in 1939, I think a week after the English and the French did.
Right.
And the citation from the speech is something to the effect of, we can wait for them to attack us, or we can join the war and prevent it.
Right.
Which, under this context, sounds like what Bush did. But when you put it into the proper context of Nazi Germany committing acts of aggression against its neighbors, it's an entirely different thing. It's something you can really file under. These people have no shame.
No, they don't. And it's my understanding, somebody sent me those comments by Mackenzie King. And the total context, if I'm not mistaken, yes, Canada declared war, as did other members of the British Commonwealth in 39. But wasn't that the date 1942 enters in there somewhere? And I'm drawing a complete blank now. In other words, what Bush did, or his speechwriter, Bush is an idiotic moron. He would no more know Mackenzie King than I would. But his speechwriter made a gross error in giving Bush those lines to read today. And I'm forgetting the person who sent me the email explained in the email why Bush
was... Was there a factual error?
It had to do with the timing. Now, granted, Canada did declare war in 1939, but I believe that speech by Mackenzie King was in 1942.
Was it?
That's, I think, was the hook in the email that was sent to me by by a Canadian, I think. The speech was made in 42. Yes, Canada declared war on Germany long before the United States did, 2 years before the United States did, but the speech that Bush was citing and referring to 1939 was actually made in 1942. Now Bush is not held responsible for that because he's a moron. You know, he does, you know, speech. You know, like I said, he wouldn't know Mackenzie King from Adam's house cat.
Right, but it works even more in his disfavor.
It does indeed. It does indeed. So, I watched some of or heard some of what Bush said today when he was in Halifax, and I swear to God, were I Canadian, I would be just a tad PO'd about
I've been appalled all day over this. It really, it's a slap in the face.
I hear you. Hey, listen, we're out of time, pal. I'm sorry for making you hold on, and then we got to go. Call later this week, Colin, if you like, okay?
All right.
Thanks for checking in. And thanks, everybody, for participating tonight, however you did it. We'll especially the couple of evangelicals here this last 45 minutes. I appreciate your courage. I'm going to call Malloy. Oh, no, don't do that. Anyway, thanks for participating. I'll see you tomorrow night for sure. Take care. All right? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
We don't wake up to the fact that 50,000 black people are disenfranchised in Florida because we see it in a documentary that Michael Moore puts out 3 years later. We have to be on top of this now, and we've got to carry this through. This is a project. This is a long-term project. And unless you want to be living in some type of Clockwork Orange type of world, this is what you're going to have to do.
The Majority Report, weeknights 7 to 9.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
You put your keys between your knuckles. Someone approaches you and you cross to the other side of the street. You lock the door behind you, maybe twice. Now you feel safe. You think you've made the right choices to protect yourself. Think again. Because if you're not eating right, if you're not active, or if you smoke, you're putting yourself at risk for disease. Learn to protect yourself from yourself at everydaychoices.org. A message from the American Cancer Society, American Diabetes Association, American Heart Association, and the Ad Council.
This is Josh Plessig. I'm from Madison, Wisconsin, and I am on the mic.
The Mike 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News. I'm Paul Chambers. The Pentagon says 1,500 fresh troops will be headed for Iraq soon, and 10,000 troops already there are going to be staying longer than planned.
The plus-up of troops is intended to increase security for the elections, and the Pentagon believes the best way to do that is to keep the insurgents on the run, build on the momentum from the Fallujah invasion. So that's what some of these troops will be up to. The other thing is, despite the fact that they've had to extend these troops, the Pentagon continues to insist the military is not too small and that they're not suffering from any shortage of new recruits.
Jamie McIntyre reporting from the Pentagon. Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin says the U.S. and Canada must work together to make the world safer.
Together we have come to realize that the world is indeed smaller since 9/11. It is more complex, more perilous, more challenging.
Martin appeared in Halifax, Nova Scotia with President Bush, who even joked about the ongoing NHL lockout.
Paul and I share a great vision for the future. Two prosperous, independent nations joined together by the return of NHL.